the second Ara got laid early. And we'll end with this. And that is the Gemara's, one of the themes of today. I mean, today's daf is pasha, it doesn't end. But today's daf is, one of the themes is Gedoyla Tshuva. And the truth is, if you sit down and you make a list of all the Gedoyla Tshuvas that the Gemara mentioned, seven. There were seven Gedoyla Tshuvas. Just mention them. Gedoyla Tshuva Shemevi Refua La'olam. Gedoyla Tshuva Shemagas Ad Kisei HaKovid. Gedoyla Tshuva Shedoycha Loisasei Shebetayra. Gedoyla Tshuva Shemevi Geula La'olam. Gedoyla Tshuva She zdoynis nasin shkoges, or if you do tshuva me'ahava, zdoynis nasin schuyes. Gedoyla tshuva she marechesh noisav shalotam. And ha'ira me'iroim, gedoyla tshuva she yochid sheshav moichalin loy ulochala oilam kule. These are the seven things that the Gemara mentioned that are gedoyla tshuva. So we'll pick one that we've spoken about in the past, but ve'im beis medrash b'lei chedesh, is all a chedesh. Gedoyla tshuva she doycha loisaseh shabateiro. It's yedua that the toisvis yoyim ha'kipurim, that was written by the Baal Kapas Tamar. We couldn't go through the whole last parak Yom Kippurim and not mention the Tosfos Yom Kippurim at least once. So the Tosfos Yom Kippurim asked that Gedoyla Tshuva Shedoycha Lois Asei Shebetayra. Every Asei is Doycha Lois Asei Shebetayra. Asei Doycha Lois Asei. This is Gemara 101. That Asei is Doycha Lois Asei. You have a beged, it's shatnez, it's also tzitzis, you wear it. Because the Asei of tzitzis is Doycha the Lois Asei of the shatnez. So Frank, the Baal Tosfos Yom Kippurim, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Gedoyla Tshuva, Tshuva so gevaldik, Shedoycha Lois Asei Shebetayra. Of course, every Asei is Doycha Lois Asei Shebetayra. So Tosfos Yom Kippurim said, Alam de Sheteretz, and the Chaschenach brings in a mitzvah Aleph, Rabbi Kiveiga talks about it, and the Tosfos Yom Kippurim said, now what was the Asei in Rabbi Yochanan's case? Tshuva. The Yidden do Tshuva, that was the Asei. What was the Lois Asei? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sent the Yidden into exile, divorced us. We were over Avodah Zarah, we met, got married, and then Hashem takes us back. That's a lav in the Torah. It's called Machzeh Grushasai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is over the lav of Machzeh Grushasai because we do tshuva. So that's the Tosfos Yom Kippurim. Asei is doicha lois asei. But that means if the same person that's over the lois asei is also Mekayim Dasei, and it happens be'idna simultaneously, al zeh nemar asei doicha lois asei. But what if Reuven's doing an asei, and at the same second Levi's doing a lois asei? There's no asei doicha lois asei. Asei doicha lois asei is dezelbe Reuven, or dezelbe Shimon, the same person doing the lois asei is doing the asei. Oh, but by tshuva, Rabbi Yochanan said there's a chiddush that kaviyochel Hakadosh Baruch Hu's over lois asei. Klal Yisrael doesn't asei, and we say asei doicha lois asei. That chiddush you don't find anywhere. That asei should be doicha lois asei. My asei and your lois asei. That fake up kivega kash, is that true? What about yibum? It's revealed in the Gemara that if not the gzeir would be rishayna atu be a shniya, the asei of yibum would be doicha the lav of chayvi lavim. Who has the asei of yibum? The yavam. Who has the lav of chayvi lavim? The yavam and the yavam. So you see the yavam's asei is being doicha the yavam. That's where all the raid is. That's not for today. But that's the Gemara. Gedoyla tshuva, shedoycha lois asei shebetayra. So again, ein beis medrash b'lei chiddush. Reb Tzadik HaKoyen from Lublin wrote many, many svarim. One of the svarim that he wrote is called Takonas HaShavim. He wrote a sefer, it's called Takonas HaShavim. The sefer Takonas HaShavim, like its name suggests, talks all about tshuva. And he begins the sefer with a detailed analysis of what he refers to as the seven things that the Gemara said in Masechtas Yuma are Gedoyla Tshuva. He goes through the list, and he has prokim and prokim on each one of them. So he goes through all seven. That's how he starts. Incidentally, Rav Tzadik says that there's a Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah that mentions an eighth thing. That's Gedoyla Tshuva. Gedoyla Tshuva shekairas gzardino shaladam. And he discusses why that's mentioned in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and why it's not mentioned in the Gemara Masechtas Yuma. Ayin Shom, bottom of the floor. But Rav Tzadik says there's seven Gedoyla Tshuvas in our Gemara, today's daf, and he wrote a little bit on each of the seven. Gedoyla Tshuva Shedoycha Lois Asei Shebetayra. Says Rav Tzadik, Pashita means that the Asei of Tshuva is Doycha the Lois Asei. But like we said, that's really very shver, because every Asei is Doycha Lois Asei. So Rav Tzadik says, Adav Neflim, Pnimi Esateira. He says, what does it mean, Gedoyla Tshuva Shedoycha Lois Asei Shebetayra? He says, because we're learning the Gemara's now, Masechtas Yuma. And the Gemara says that there are times where a person can do an Aveira and there's no Tshuva. We just want the Gemara. A person does an Aveira four times, there's no Tshuva. Ha'ima Echta Va'ashav, Echta Va'ashav, Ema speaking beyond the last Tshuva. Most people, I mean, shouldn't say most people, people subconsciously think Echta Va'ashav, right? Nobody thinks he's going to die without doing tshuva. So on some level, we're all an Echta Va'ashav. Chazal say Echta Va'ashav, Ema speaking beyond the last tshuva. Echta V'yam Kippurim Mechaper, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. We have all these different Gemaras that talk about where a person can set himself up in a way where he's not going to, where his tshuva is not going to be accepted, where he's really not going to be able to do tshuva. But says Rav Tzadik, for a person to think that way, it's really a very big tais. And it brings three rayas to this. We'll just mention two. One we've mentioned so many times. Elisha bar Avua went up to Shemayim. There were dalad that were nichnas l'paradis. Rabbi Akiva, Ben Azai, Ben Zoyim, and Elisha bar Avua. Elisha bar Avua came up to the paradise, whatever that is, and he saw the Malach Matat was sitting, was riding the Schusim of Klal Yisrael. And he said, what? Sitting in Shemayim? I thought there's no yeshiva l'mailo. And then he threw out a possibility, maybe there's two reshuyos. Maybe there's a l'mailo where there's no yeshiva, and then there's a l'mailo where there is yeshiva. As soon as he said that, a baskel came out and said, Shuvu bonim shayvavim, the pasuk that was quoted several times in today's daf, chutz miyach. There was a baskel that came out and said, Achi can't do tshuva. Now, Elisha bar Avua was Ramea's Rebbe. He was on the level that he was nichnas l'paradis. He's in the conversation with Rabbi Akiva ben Azaya ben Zoyma. So you know who Elisha bar Avua is. He comes down and he said, listen, you know what? I heard the baskel. I heard my own ears. I cannot do tshuva. If I can't do tshuva, I'm not going to get the next world. No, let me at least joy whatever I have left of this world. And he went and he was Teveya Zoyna, and the Zoyna said, you're the God of Adar. You're Elisha Maravu. He said, no, I'm an Acher. I'm somebody else. And he became known as Acher. And Rameir, whenever he would say Torah over from him, became known as Acherim, right? Rameir is Acherim when he's saying over Torah from his Rebbe Acher. And that's the story of Acher. But it was all because he heard a Baskel. The Baskel said, Shuvu Banim Shoevavim Chutz Miacher. But we've mentioned in the past from the Shlach Kodesh and from the Chassam Sofer, and Rav Tzadik says it in this piece as well, that even though Elisha Maravu heard a Baskel that said, Shuvu Banim Shoevavim, but really he made a terrible mistake. He was not supposed to listen to the baskel, because Chazal say, Kol masha oy melocha balabayis asay, chutz mitzay. That anything that the balabayis tells you to do, you listen, but if he tells you to leave, you don't walk out. And the balabayis is a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And if a Kaddish Baruch Hu tells you to do something, you listen. There's Tayag mitzvahs and you listen. And then there's Lois Asays and there's the Rabbanon and there's Lois Rasser and there's Bal Nefesh Yachmers and you listen. But if the Eved tells you, I don't want you, say, then you don't listen. Because kol masha oymel lecha balabayis asay chutz mitzay. And this baskel of shuvu banim shoyvavim chutz miyacher, this was a baskel that was saying, say. And Elisha bar Avua said, Rav Tzadik can say the svara made a mistake because he listened to the baskel. And really he was supposed to know that kol masha oymel lecha balabayis asay chutz mitzay. It says Rav Tzadik that the truth is there's things that are ma'akev as ha-tshuva. But at the same time, tshuva is returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Hashem says, you can't do tshuva, you know what he's saying? Say. And the Yid has to remember not to make the toys that Elisha bar Avua made. He has to remember that kol masha oymel lecha balabayis naseh chutz mitzeh. Rav Tzadik says, there's a Gemara in Perek Chelek. The Gemara is in Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara is talking about Menashe. Right, so Menashe, this is in Yonah the Yoyma. Menashe has played a key role in the Churban. He was Maimit Salim Behechel. So we know what Menashe did. Menashe was the son that Chizkiyahu didn't want to have. Chizkiyahu didn't want to get married because he knew he was going to have a son, Menashe, and he didn't want to bring Menashe into the world. That's who Menashe was. And Menashe is mentioned in a list of infamy. Menashe goes down in the Mishnah, Kol Yisrom Yesh Lam Chelek Loyim Abba, Chotz Gimel Malachim Dalet Adyaitis. And who are the exceptions? Menashe. Menashe is one of the exceptions of the rule that he has no Chelek in Olam Haba. So Menashe's Averis are well documented, stating that, Om Rab Yoichan Amishum Rab Shimon Ben Yechot, May Dechsev Vayishma Eila Vayichoser Loy. So Rabbi Yochanan said this in the name of the Tanu Aliki, Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. He said that Menashe came to the point where there was no way for him to do tshuva. But the Eibishter wanted to take Menashe back because there's no such thing that a Yid can't do tshuva. But Menashe, he couldn't. It was not possible. And there's a system. There's a Midas Adin. There's Malachim. You can't just go ahead and do something for one child. The other child's going to have a Taina. What about me? Chbenoicha mam is a kin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't do it. There was no Eitzah. So you know what Hashem did? Vayechotzer loy. Hashem made a machteris, like in yesterday's daf. Bobe machteris. He made a tunnel. And in that tunnel, it was a secret tunnel that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Menashe knew about. And said, Menashe, come to me through the tunnel. Come sneak in through this tunnel and you're going to come back. Says Rav Tzadik. That's what's going on over here. A person can come to a point where you're right, you learn every Gemara in the world and there's no way this person can do tshuva. The Eibush is going to make a tunnel for you. There's no such thing. Because that's the yisoid of kol masha oymel lecha balabayis naseh chutz mitzeh. And then Rav Tzadik says that the truth is, it's an often a Rambam. A Rambam? He says, yeah, it's a Rambam. It's in Yad Chazaka, and it's in Hilchas Tshuva, and it's Perek Dalet, and we're going to end with this. The Rambam says, Esrim Varbo Dvorim Ma'akvin Es HaTshuva. There are 24 things that are Ma'akvin Es HaTshuva. 24 things that could get in the way of Tshuva. And then the Rambam goes, and he lists all these 24 things. And at the very end, says the Rambam, Kol Elo Advarim Ukayoitz Behem. All 24 of these things. Afal Pisha Ma'akvin Es HaTshuva. Even though they're Ma'akvin Es HaTshuva. And this list is the list of things that get in the way of tshuva. So says the Rambam, even though there's 24 things that are ma'akibas ha-tshuva, but einan moinen as ha-tshuva. But they can't tell a person, they can't stop you from doing tshuva. Elim, also adam tshuva, ha-reisne bal tshuva, v'yesh lo'i chelik lo'i mamabu. So says Rab Tzadik, it's a Rambam. The Rambam says mefurish, there are 24 things that are ma'akibas ha-tshuva, but they're ma'akib tshuva. They get in the way, they're an obstruction. But at the same time, they're not moineya, they don't block. At the end of the day, there's always a tunnel. You could be Baba Machteres and do tshuva, vayichasel, like David the told Menashe, come through the tunnel. There can be a baskel that says you can't do tshuva. Oh, it doesn't matter. Kol ma she'oim lecha balabayis haseh, the halach is, chutz mi seh. So it says, Rav Tzadik, we have a yisoy gadol over here. We have a yisoy that there are dvarim that are ma'akven as tshuva. There are things where based on the policies and procedures, based on the rules and the regulations, based on all the bylaws in Shemayim, this year cannot do tshuva. Oh, but at the same time, if he does tshuva, the Eibush is going to accept it. So, Rav Tzadik, that's what Chazal meant. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. K'doy lo tshuva shedoychas loisaseh shabbatayra. Avado b'derech nigla means asay doycha loisaseh. Ah, every asay is doycha loisaseh. Toys, you have a kippurim, Rabbi Kivega, the Melchus Chinuch, you have all the rage. Oh, but Zok Rav Tzadik, you know what it means on a deeper level? On a deeper level, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu ordinarily, he works within certain parameters. Oh, but when it comes to tshuva, it's doycha loisaseh shabbatayra. Kaviyochul the Eibush does loisaseh. Hoi me'echta v'ashuv, eima speak v'yadil asas tshuva. Hoi me'echta all the things that you've ever heard in your life are dvarim that are ma'atven as ha-tshuva, but that's true. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will violate every single one of those principles in a second in order to accept a person to be able to come back and do tshuva. He says, that's the tiefkeit in G'day L'tshuva Shadoichas Leisei Shei Shabbatayra. It's this Rambam. It's Kol Elo HaDvarim U'Kayotzim Behem. Afal pisha ma'akven es ha-tshuva, ein moinen es ha-tshuva, elam adam asadam tshuva, ha-reze bal tshuva, v'yesh lo'i chelik lo'olam haba, just to end, and that is, so the Rambam says there's 24 things that are ma'akev es ha-tshuva, but of the 24 things that are ma'akev es ha-tshuva, they're only ma'akev es ha-tshuva, but they're not my neck, because there's always a tunnel through which a person's able to come, and a person's able to do tshuva. So Rab Uri Tiger, a guy in Rab Uri Tiger Shlit, in a sefer of the Doif Gei Tshuva, so brings that he saw two deis in the Mefarshei HaRambam, when the Rambam said, Kol Elo Advarim, he's referring back to all 24, or maybe he's not referring back to all 24. So first he brings the Deya, all 24. And then he says, V'yesha Imrim, second opinion, the Masha Kasa Rabbeinu Kol Elo Advarim, Loi Koi Al Adalur Arishoinim Shehiskel Il Halocha Aleph, Shebohem Gam Moinim Mimeno. Says Rabbi Tiga, I've seen a pshat, that when the Rambam said, Kol Elo Advarim, you can, these things can stop you. But at the same time, they can't get in the way because lemaisa, there's no such thing that's meinei tshuva. It's not all 24. It's with the exception of the first four. So what are the first four? The number one was hamachti aserabim. Chayti umachti aserabim. Ein masmikim yadol as tshuva. Hamate chaver miderech tovel l'derech rok. You're going meisum medirech. Someone convinces someone to be oved avay desnara. If someone sees a child that goes to tarbis ra and he doesn't care. He's not moichle. Ha'im echta va'ashuv. Echta va'ashuv. Ein tshuva mechaper, ein maspikim yadol asas tshuva, va'omer echtav yom kippur mechaper, ein yom kippur mechaper. So says Rabbi Tiger, I saw two opinions. I saw some say that when the Rambam says all 24 of these things can't really stop you at the end of the day, it's all 24, meaning there's nothing in the world that you can't do tshuva for. But I saw Yesh Oimrim, and the Yesh Oimrim says there's four things that actually keep in my name tshuva. So we mentioned this before, that Rabbi Tiger, when he wrote his sefer, L'doif gave a tshuva, so he gave it to Maron, Hagoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, for Hagoyis, for Haskama. And Reb Chaim didn't just write Haskama. Reb Chaim wrote literally hundreds of Hagoyis on the sefer. So on the side of this Siv Katan, so Rabbi Tiger brought the first opinion that says tshuva works for everything, even chayti umachti as a rabbin, even for oima echta va'ashad eimas bi b'yas tshuva. And then there's Yeshayim that says maybe those four things are different. Zok Reb Chaim b'lishoyne azov tafus lashon rishon says avada. Reb Chaim said the lashon sheni tafus lashon rishon. It's the first opinion. There's nothing in the world that can get in the way of tshuva. Incidentally, in the Shaar HaTzion on the bottom, he says the toughest Lashon Rishon was Rabbi Saul Salanter. It was the Rabbi Itzel of Petterberger. These were the grace of Poiskin when it came to Hilchas Tshuva. Rabbi Chaim said, no four exceptions to the rule. He said, toughest Lashon Rishon, because at the end of the day, like the Rambam says, all these Gemaras we're learning, Kalelu HaTvarim V'Kiyoytze Behem, Afal Pisham Akvin Nasa Tshuva, but Ein Moinen Nasa Tshuva. Elim asa adam tshuva mehen hareza bal tshuva v'yesh loy chelik loylam haba. So the Gemara on the top of daf nun dalad on the day said Amar Ish Lakish. B'shashen nichtesu Nachum lehechol. When the Nachum entered the hechol, ro kruvim hamoirim zebeze. They saw the kruvim that were in an embrace. V'hitzion l'shuk. They took the kruvim to the street. V'amru and they said Yisrael halalu sheberchasan bracha v'kilolasim klala yasku bedvarim halalu. This is what the Jews do. Miyad hizilum shenemar kol mechabdeo hizilua ki rohu ervasa. So the Nachum come into the Heichal and they saw the Kruvim and they were ma'irin zebezeh and they were very taken aback. They said, this is what goes on in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they decided that they're going to shame the Jews. So they took the Kruvim, they brought it outside that everybody should see, and in fact, kol mechabdeo, the people that once had this tremendous respect for the Jewish people, now they said, this is what goes on in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They didn't take it the right way, and as a result, kol mechabdeo hizilua ki rohu ervasa. But one thing is clear in this Gemara, that b'shoshen nichnesu nachrim lehechol, when the nachrim entered the hechol, they saw kruvim hama'orim zebezeh. They saw the kruvim and they were in an embrace. The Ritva brings a kasha that he heard from the Rimagash. So the Rimagash was the Rambam's Rebbe, the Rambam's father's Rebbe. He was one of the earlier Tanoim. And he asked the kasha from a well-known Gemara, Masechtas Bava Basra, Dav Tzadik Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara over there asks Akasha. There's one pasuk that describes the Kruvim as being Pneim Ishal Achiv. There's another pasuk that says Upneim Labayas. Now Pneim Ishal Achiv sounds like the two Kruvim were facing each other. Pneim Labayas sounds like they were facing opposite directions. So the Gemara says, which one was it? Were the Kruvim facing each other or were they facing opposite directions? The Gemara Akasha. Kambis Mancha Yisrael Oisin Ritzayin Ishal Nakaim. Kambis Mancha Ein Yisrael Oisin Ritzayin Ishal Nakaim. When the Yidden were Oisin Ritzayin Ishal Nakaim, it was Pneim Ishal Achiv. When the Yidden were Ein Oisin Ritzayin Ishal Nakaim, then it was Pneim Labayas. Meaning, when the Yidden were Oisin Ritzayin Ishal Nakaim, then the Kruvim were facing each other. But when the Yidden were not Oisin Ritzayin Ishal Nakaim, then the Kruvim were facing the opposite direction. So the Ritva says that the Rimagash asked, B'shah Sheb Nichnesu Goyim Lehechol. Why were they entering the Hechol? To destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They saw the Kruvim HaMa'urim Zebezeh. They saw them in an embrace. Why were they in embrace? That would imply that it was Upnei Mishal Achiv. V'chura, it was Ein Oisir Ritzayin Ishal Makam. This was the time of the Churban. If it was by Yisrishin, there was Abay Dazar, Gila Rai, Shvichas Damim. If it was by Yisheni, there was Lashon Hara, there was Sinas Chinam. But regardless, if the Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed, then clearly this was a time of Ein Oisir Ritzayin Ishal Makam. So Freitari Magash, what's Pshad in this? How do these two Gemara Shtim? Baba Basra Tzadik Tes, Bizman Chein Oisir Ritzayin Ishal Makam, is Pnei Malabayas. And here you have Yuman and Dalad Amid Beis that describes the Churban, and the Nachman entered the Hechel to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and they saw the Kruvim that were Ma'urim Zebezeh. And the Ritva says that the Rimagash answered that it could be that the Gemara in Bava Basra that Tzadik Tes is referring to the Kruvim that were on the Aroin. The Kruvim that were on the Aroin, those Kruvim were sometimes Pnei Mishal Achiv, sometimes Pnei Mel Abayis, and it really depended on whether they were Oisim Ritzayin Shal Makam or Ein Oisim Ritzayin Shal Makam. But the Gemara in Yuman Nun Dalad Amid Beis, B'shosh HaNichlus Ugoim Lehechel, was referring to the Kruvim that were painted on the walls. The Kruvim that were painted on the walls, those pictures that Shlomo HaMelech made, there was always Pnei Mishal Achiv. That had nothing to do with Oisim Ritzayin Shal Makam or Ein Oisim Ritzayin Shal Makam. Thus, Hotnish with the Gemara in Bava Master Tzadik Tesam and Aleph, and that's why, even though it was the time of the Churban, they saw it, they were taken aback. They brought it outside. The Ritva itself has a little bit of a problem with the Rimagash's Pshat, Ayin Sham, and he says another teretz. He says that it could be really, it should have been Pneyem El Abayis. However, B'nes Hoya Me'ur Nachshav, everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu did was a miracle. Shenasa Nes L'ra Kidei L'galo Yisar Vasan. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle to make the Yidden look bad, to be Megala the Erev. I saw the Chidah in the Sefer Marisa Ayin on this Gemara right here. He says, where do you find Hashem makes a miracle? L'ra? A miracle is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really does. And if he does it, in a public forum that is, he's doing it for Toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make a miracle L'ra, that seems very, very hard to believe. But either way, those are the two terusim that the Ritva brings. One teretz from the Rima Gash, we don't mean the kruvim that were on top of the Aron, or his teretz, that could be, it's true, this was a Hira Asha, it was a special miracle, it was part of the Toichacha, part of the Klolois of Eicha, Komech Abdel, his Zilu Kira Ravasa, Hashem did something that was really out of the ordinary, Dafke, to make the Yidden look extra bad at the time of the Chorban. But it's Yodua that the Sfarim HaKdoshim bring a different mahalach. Bnei Yisoscha brings it in Maimer Tammuz and Oz. We're about to bench Chodesh Tammuz. This is a little bit in Yonah D'Yoyma. But really, it's brought down in different Sfarim. Each one of the tzaddikim said it in their own nusach. But the Yisoid Hadover, the way the Bnei Yisoscha brings it anyways, it's in Maimer Gimel, is as follows. He brings in the name of the Rebbe Rav Pinchas Karitzer and in the name of the Magid Mimezrich that they basically said the following Yisoid. The Gemara says in Masechtes Yevamos, Daf Samech Beis Amud Beis, Hayoytze l'derech, tzorech lifkoid es ishtoi. A person has an obligation of oina to his wife. But there's halachos and shiurim of what oina is. A Talmud Chacham, different things determine what the chiyuvei oina are. But there are certain times that every single husband has a chiyuvei oina. Leil ha-mikvah. Also, hayoytze l'derech, someone that's going away on a trip. So hayoytze l'derech, tzorech lifkoid es ishtoi. So what's the pshat? Why is it that Ayoytze l'derech beget a chiyuv oina? So Pinchas Karitzer said that the reason is because a person that lives with someone that he loves, so he doesn't necessarily wake up every morning feeling this burning ahava rabba. It's something that in life sometimes people take for granted. But there's moments that trigger that ahava, where that ahava that the person has every single day and every single minute suddenly comes out. One of the things that trigger ahava is pirut, separation. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. And when a person says goodbye to somebody that he loves, that moment is going to create a certain sense of ahava. So if a person's going away, a person's sending a child away for an extended period of time, Rachmana Litzlan at a levaya. So there's a niftar. On some level, somebody's going away. It brings out tremendous ergeshim of ahava, the scenes of mothers during the Holocaust sending their child at a railroad somewhere, putting them on a train, waving goodbye, not knowing if they're ever going to see them again, and the bawling and the bechias. This part of life, it's real. And separation brings out certain hergeshim of ahava that otherwise maybe a person wouldn't feel. So said the Heiliger Rebbe Rav Pinchas Karitzer that when a person is yoytze l'derech, there's feelings between the husband and the wife of tremendous ahava. A husband has an obligation, therefore, because he knows there's that feeling of ahava, tzarech lifkoid es ishtoi. That's what's ma'ir the chiyuv oina. So Pinchas Karitzer said a davar nifla. He said that when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the Yidden were ein oisin ritzoyne shalmatev. And because of that, it was pneyem el abayis. There's no question. There's no question. But at the same time, the Shoshabo Nachum Lehechel, when the Nachum came into the Hechel, and they were about to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, this is Churban Beis Hamikdash. David understood, and he started feeling hergeshem of ahava towards Klai Yisrael. Because this is it. The Yidden are about to go into Golus. The Shechina is about to return to Shamayim. We're not going to have that Shechina b'tachtoinim anymore. And it was a bechina of ayoytze l'derech. Hashem knew that we're going to go into Golus that's already lasted 2,000 years. And who knows if the Yidden are going to be able to survive the Golus. And Kaviyachol, Davish is waving goodbye to us at the train station, not knowing if he's going to ever see us again, because what's going to happen to the Yidden in Golus? And it brought out tremendous ergeshem of ahava. Hayoytze l'derech tzorech lifkeid es ishtoi. And that's what the Nachrim saw. They walked into the Hechol, they saw that the Kruven were Me'urim Zeh B'Zeh. It's because there was such an unbelievable manifestation of ahava that it resulted in ayoytze l'derech tzorech lifkeid es ishtoi. So before the Nachrim came in, it was pneyem el abayis. And if they would have came in a year earlier, and 2 years, and 3 years, all the years that Yirmiyahu HaNavi was giving Teichacha, and all the years of Bayis Sheni with the Tzedukim and Hurdis, they were controlling the Beis Hamikdash, it would have been pneyem el abayis, no question. But that moment, the moment of Churban, the moment of saying goodbye, that brought out ahava. The ahava of ayoytze l'derech tzarech lifkeid es ishtoi, and that's what the Nachrim saw. So Pinchas Karitzer said that we know Chazal say it's an Icha Rabba, that B'Tisha B'Av Noilad Ben David, that Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av. He said, what's the Oymek? Why was he born on Tisha B'Av? He said, because Tisha B'Av is the day that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. That was the day that Klal Yisrael were Yoytzel Lederech. And even though it was the day of Churban, but there was a tremendous Ahava that Hashem felt towards us. Because when you say goodbye, it comes with Ahava. That's just the nature of it. That's the way it is. And at that time, the Ahava that Otzich Ketan in the El Yoynim, the Zivug in the El Yoynim, which was symbolized in the Kruvim being Me'urim Zem Zeh, it was such a Zivug Ruchni, it was so fest in terms of the Ahava, that what came from that Zibug, the Leda, was none other than Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben David was the product of what the Nachrim saw when they walked into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They saw a Zibug, they saw Me'urim Zeh B'Zeh, but what they saw was a physical manifestation of something that was happening on a much more spiritual level. What was it in the Tiefkeit? What was it that they saw? What they saw was Mashiach ben David. The Bnei Sascha goes weiter, Agav, only because we just mentioned this the other day. He says that the Gemara says in Masechta's Megillah, Rebbe wanted to be Oikah Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says he wanted to be Oikah Tisha B'Av, but it's for sure a Havamin of a Gemara that Rebbe wanted to be Oikah Tisha B'Av. So how's that even possible? He said because Tisha B'Av is the day of the Churban. But Chazal said that on Tisha B'Av, Mashiach ben David was born. Chazal say, Noilad Ben, Nesrapik Kol HaMishpacha. And Rebbe felt that even though there was a Churban, but there was a Noilat Ben on Tisha B'Av, it was none other than Mashiach ben David. This was the Refuah Kodem L'Maka on Tisha B'Av. It was Nesrapik Kol HaMishpacha. And that was where Rebbe was coming from. This is a Helig of Bnei Sasra and Maimer Gimel. He says that's what he wanted to be, Oikah Tisha B'Av, because he felt there was a Bechina Noilat Ben Nesrapik Kol HaMishpacha. The truth is, this idea that the Bnei Sascha brings from the Magid, and he brings from a Pinchas Karetzer, so Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, and Tzidkas HaTzadik, and in Pre-Tzadik, he talks about it as well. He says that you find there were certain levels that the Yidden reached when they were in Galus. So for example, the Yidden, when we were Mekabel the Torah the first time, we were Mekabel the Torah Ba'aynas. Kafalem Harka Gigas. Then the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, and they were there for 440 years before the Beis HaMikdash was built. And then another 410 years during Ba'is, 900 and all these years, and there was no Kabbalah Satayra Bahava. When did the Kabbalah Satayra Bahava happen? It happened in Bavel. It happened in Paras Umadai. After the story of Purim, so Chazal say Kimu v'Kiblu, Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar, and it was Hadir Kiblu v'Meach HaShverish, but this time they were Mekabel Torah Ba'ahava. So even though originally it was Mekabel Torah V'Lei Reis, Mekabel Torah Ba'oynis, but the second time the Yidden were Mekabel Torah, they were Mekabel Ba'ahava. So Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, a pre-tzadik, it's in Chag HaSukkos, if you want to look it up, Sifkot Yud Ches. So he says that what's the pshat? He says, I understand. Why were they Davka Mekabel Torah Ba'ahava? In Galus, all the years, close to 1,000 years in Eretz Yisrael, they were never Mekabel the Torah Ba'ahava. When they went to Galus, that's where they were Mekabel the Torah Ba'ahava. So he says, because absence makes the heart grow fonder. Doesn't say that, but in Reb Tzadik Sprach, he says, because when the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael, they were together with the Shekhinah. Every day was another day. And then when you lose it, then you realize what you lost. And that brings out the Hergeshim and the Gaguim of Ahava. So he says it was the first time the Yidden went to Galus. They went to Bavel and there was a little bit of adversity and they were safe and it just brought out this Ahava, because sometimes distance is what brings out Ahava. And that's what happened to the Bnei Yisrael. And it was Dafka when they were in Galus. It's Dafka over there that it was Hadik Kimblu Abimeach HaShverish. Says Torah there that we say in the Nusach of the Sukkah, Hirotzen Kishenichnasim LeSukkah. So B'schus Tseisi Mi Beisi HaChutza Chashev Li B'zois Kilo Herchakti Nodud. And there's a Loshen in the Schayavti Galus Yechoshav Li Kilo Herchakti Nodud. He says, the sukkah is galus. How could the sukkah be galus? The sukkah is yoishu b'seiser elyoi, b'tzel shaka yisloinon. How could that be galus? A mitzar is doch potem in a sukkah. If that's galus, then you're mitzar. Mitzar is even potem in a sukkah. So Rav Tzadik has this whole idea that in galus, sometimes a person can come closer to the Eibishter that you can even come to when you're in Eretz Yisrael. Because of this idea, because fakert, sometimes the absence makes the heart grow fonder. The side of her yoitzel derech tarach lifkeh is ishtoi. The side, says Rav Tzadik, of Mashiach ben David was born on Tisha B'Av. Because sometimes when the separation that it brings out Ahava, and that Ahava can lead to unbelievable things. And he says, you see the Yidden when they were in Galus, they did unbelievable things, and the Tanoim, and it all happened in Tkufas of Galus. Because as much as there was less Shechina in Galus, but precisely because there was less Shechina in Galus, that created an absence, and the absence actually resulted in there being more Ahava. That's what he says. Fascinating. So we're in Eretz Yisrael, there's more Shechina. There's more Kedusha. When we're in Galus, there's less Shechina and less Kedusha. But because there's less Shechina and less Kedusha, that's good for why there's more Ahava. Because that's the way it works. because absence makes the heart grow fonder. So said Rav Pinchas Karitzer, and the Magid Mimezrich, and the Bnei Yisoscher, and Rav Tzadik HaKoyim Miloblin, and all the Tzadikim, they all said the same idea, that the Yisoid of B'shoshavo Nachum Lehechol, when the Nachum came into the Hechol, Matsu Kruvim Urim Zebezeh, Ayde Gemara says in Baba Basra, Tzadik Tesam and Aleph, that when Ein Oysim Ritzayin HaShamakim, it was Pneim, El Abayis. So how you talking that Davke at this time, which you would think is the lowest of low times, it would be Ma'urim Zebezeh. The Teretz is, it's true. And it's you talking that before the Nachrim entered, it was Pnei Malabais. But at that moment, the moment of Churban, this was a moment of Hayoitz Lederech, Tzarech Livkeres Ishtoi, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu was saying goodbye to his children, to his Kindalach, that we're going to go on a long, long journey of Golas through Europe and through Spain and through Sfarad and through Poland and Hungary and all over the world and America. He was saying goodbye to them. He was sending them on that trip. It brought out such a Geshem of Ahava that the way it manifested itself was that they were Ma'urim Zebezeh, that Ahava was a manifestation of a Zivug Elyon, and the result of that Zivug Elyon was the Leid of Mashiach Ben David, and that's what Chazal mean when they say that Mashiach Ben David was born at that point. But it's a phenomenal Yesod, and that is that in Golos, not only do we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only does Hashem love me in Golos, and do we have this relationship of Ahava with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in a way, in Golos, the Ahava is felt even more. Ayin Shom B'Rav Tzadik and in the Sfarim HaKadosh. So just one Ha'ara as it relates to today's daf, and that is, the Gemara told a story. The Gemara said that as part of the training and the preparation for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, was they would make the Kohen Gadol swear that when it came time to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur, he would do the Avodah like one of the Prushim. He wouldn't do the Avodah like one of the Tztukim. The Gemara says, what were they so worried about? Oh, because the Tztukim had a different way of bringing the Ketairis. And they wanted to make sure that the Kohen Gadol wouldn't bring the Ketairis the way that Tztukim did it, but rather he would bring the Ketairis the way the Prushim did it. So what was unique about the way that Tztukim did it? They would prepare it in the Heichal, and as the smoke was already rising, that's the way they would walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Prushim held that, no, keep it on an Eirah like Kapiris meant that you make the whole Ketairis happen inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And they were very worried about it. They would make him swear, then they would cry because maybe they were Chayshav B'Ksherim, maybe he's not really a Tzdaiki, but the point is they weren't sure about it. That's what they would do. And then the Gemara told a story. The Gemara said, Maisa B'Tzdaiki Echad Shehizkim B'Chutz B'Hichtnis. He once did what the Tzedukim did, B'Tziyasa, when he left, Hayasameach Simcha Yudayla. He was very, very happy. And his father saw him and he says, why are you so happy? Don't you realize what you did is very dangerous? He told him, what do you mean? My whole life I've been waiting to be mekayim this pasuk, like a poros. This gut-wrenching drosha he gave. He says, I've been waiting for this my whole life. Amru, they say, what was the end of the story? He ended up dying. How did he die? Two versions in the Gemara. Either he was in the ashpa and there were worms that were coming out of his nose, but some say nigaf. He was on his way out, and on his way out he got pushed. The Tani Rabchia said, "Kemin koil nishma ba'azara." You were able to hear a big, loud noise in the azara. Shabam malach the chafta yapan of a malach came and he hit him. Not just that, when the achav akayhanim came, they saw he had the footprint of a malach. Well, what's the footprint of a malach? It looks like the footprint of an eagle. That is the way he died. The Ritva on this Gemara quotes a Yerushalmi that asks Akasha. It sounds like this Kohen Gadol, who was a Tzdaiki, who brought the Ketairis the way that Tzdukim held, you're supposed to bring the Ketairis, he was killed by a Malach where? In the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Frek the Yerushalmi, how could he have been in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The Pasuk says, V'chol Adam lo yiyah ba'oyo moyeh b'voy l'sharis ba'kodesh. It's a Pasuk of Parashas Achrimos, that when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to bring the Ketairis, there was allowed to be no one in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but he couldn't even be in the Heichel. V'chol Adam lo yiyah ba'oyo moyeh. There wasn't allowed to be anyone in the oyo moyeh b'voy l'sharis ba'kodesh, when he was coming to do the Avodah. Vidarshinon, and the Yerushalmi says that even though it says v'chol Adam lo yiyah ba'oyo moyeh, but when it says Adam is lav dafka, but Adam means even a malach. Now, how's a malach an Adam? Because the pasuk says that the pneim, the face of Malachim are like the faces of human beings. But the point is, the Yerushalmi says that nobody was allowed to be, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not even in the Heichel, when the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if there was not allowed to be anybody there, so pray to Yerushalmi, how did the story happen? It's a problem with the story. A Malach came and he killed him? So basically, I mean, the version of the story, they found him in the garbage dump with worms coming out of his nose. So we have no problem with that story. That version, okay. But that he was killed by a Malach in the Heichel? How could that have been? The Pasuk said, B'yitziyosoy. He left the Kodesh HaKadosh and Nigaf. They came running in and they saw him there. It sounds like this all happened in the Heichel. So if this all happened in the Heichel, then L'chayre, how does it stem with the idea of a Chal Adam La'yia Ba'ayol Mayed B'vayol L'sharis Ba'Kodesh? So the Ritvas says the Tirtzu, the Yerushalmi answers, the Shanya Hadahacha Shalai Nasa Akteris Kimitzvasai. Over here wasn't a problem. You know why? Because he never really brought the Keteris properly. And because he never brought the Keteris properly, Memela, there was no V'chal Adam La'yir Ba'ayomayir B'vayir L'sharis Ba'kayadish. If the Keteris was being brought properly, then it would have been an issue. But being that the Keteris wasn't being brought properly, so Memela, it wasn't a problem anyways. So it's true. Ordinarily, when it's Shanim Kitikuna, Bayis Rishon, or even during Bayis Sheni, Shimon HaTzadik, Yochan and Kohen Gadol, Yeshua Ben Gamlo, then of course, there would be no one in the Heichal, not even a Malach. But now it's not being brought properly. And being that it's not brought properly, so in the Mele, it's not going to be an issue. The Marsha, right here in Chedushei HaGodes, quotes this Yerushalmi, and he says it's a little bit dachuk. He says it's nearer that it's Ktsas dachuk, that if the Keteris is not being brought properly because it was done the way the Tzedukim did it, then over in such a case, this idea of a Chal Adam La'yir Ba'ayomayi B'vayi L'sharis Ba'kodesh isn't going to be in effect. But I was thinking, could be Pashup Shat in what the Yerushalmi means is Reb Chaim Briska said, a Pashup Alamdis. He asked the Kasha. He says, V'chal Adam La'yir Ba'ayomayi. No one's allowed to be in the Ayomayit when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to bring the Keteris. So Reb Chaim said, that what does it mean, V'chal Adam La'yir Ba'ayomayit? Not only a person, but even Malachim, because Pneim K'Pneyach, Pneyach. Fake Reb Chaim, but there's an Isser on the Malach? That's essentially what this Yerushalmi is saying. That a Malach has an Isser, he's not allowed to be in the Ayomayit. Where do you find Isurim related to a Malach? A Malach is not a Ben Bechira. He has an Isser. The Pasuk in the Torah, V'chal Adam Liya Ba'yomayet, means not only a human, but this halacha applies to a Malach as well. As if to say, a Malach, does Malach wear tefillin? Malach says Krishma? A Malach sits on a sukkah, on sukkahs? So why should a Malach have the loisa say, V'chal Adam Liya Ba'yomayet? So it's a very interesting Yerushalmi, that a Malach should have this Isser. So Reb Chaim said, Avada, that's not the Pshat in Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't mean that the Malach has the Isser, and that the Malach is over a loisa, say he's Chayv Malkus, if he would enter the Yomayid. The Chal Adam La'yir Ba'yomayid is an Isser, that's true. But at the same time, it's also Halacha. It's Halacha in Hilchus Keteris. It's Halacha in the Avodah of Yom Kippur. And basically, the Halacha is that in order for the Kohen Gadol's Avodah in the Kodesh HaKadosh to be kosher, there's a Tanai. You know what the Tanai is? The Chal Adam La'yir Ba'yomayid B'vayil L'sharis Ba'kodesh. The Halacha that a Malach is not let it be in the Heichal when the Keteris was being born in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is not a loisa say that's mutul on the Malach, but rather what it is, it's a tenai, it's a sifkaton in Hilchus Keteris on Yom Kippur. And essentially what it's saying is that in order for that voida to be done with kashus, in order for the Keteris to be brought properly, there's a tenai b'chal adam liya b'yomayin, and that means even a Malach. So if that's the case, it's pashat the Yerushalmi's teretz. Fuck the Yerushalmi, there was no Keteris anyways. What are you worried about? If there was a Keteris, some emelo, but there was no Keteris. Meaning if a chal adam liya b'yomayin is a loisa say, so zok the mashot, it's a little dachuk. Who said that it has anything to do with the Keteris being brought properly? And if it's not brought properly, now there's no Isser? If there's an Isser, there's an Isser. Oh, but Lefir Reb Chaim, there's no Isser on the Malach. So as it relates to the Malach, maybe for a person there's an Isser, but as it relates to a Malach, it's Saivi, not an Isser. What is it? It's a Tanai in the Kashrus of the Avodah. If a Malach's there, it's going to throw off the whole Avodah. The whole Avodah is going to end up being Pasul. Oh, the whole Avodah is going to end up being Pasul. So Al Zen Nemar V'chal Adam Liya Ba'yomai. Zok to Yerushalmi. That's all true if you have the Keteris. But in this case, there was no Keteris anyways. So there was no Keteris. The Malach came. He met this Saduki as he was walking outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the rest is history. That's a Tanai in Kosher Keteris. Dr. Yerushalmi was anyways not a Pasha. Like Reb Chaim, I think the Yerushalmi's Pasha and the Ha'ara of the Marsha that it's near a Dachuk. It's not Dachuk. it's very glatt. It would seem to be a very, very pashut pshat. But this was the halacha. The halacha was that when the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do the Avodah, so v'chal adam layir bayom, there's no allowed to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's pashut. But even in the Heichal, no one's allowed to be in the Heichal. And v'chal adam means even the malachim, a malach wasn't even allowed to be in there. The Medrash Rabba in Parshas Achrimos asks Akasha. Says, if that's the case, Amar Rabba Vo said, V'chal Gadol lo yadam ayah, but the Kohen Gadol not an Adam. V'chal Adam lo yiyah bayom ayed. What about the Kohen Gadol? He's an Adam. So what's this halacha of V'chal Adam lo yiyah bayom ayed? Isn't the Kohen Gadol an Adam? It's the Medrash's Rabba Vo's kasha. Amar Rabba Vo, V'chal Gadol lo yadam ayah, Elo, says the Medrash, Ke'ahu da Amar Rabpinchas, B'shasha yi Ruach HaKodesh Shari Olav, when the Ruach HaKodesh was Shaira, on the Kohen Gadol, hayupon of bayarois kilapidim olav. His face started shining, mamish like fire. Kilapidim olav. Chadov dechsiv, that's pshat in the pasuk in Malachi Perik Beis. Kisiv se koyin yishmeru das, v'toyre yivakshu mipiyu, ki malach Hashem tzavakoy so. Kisiv se koyin yishmeru das, v'toyre yivakish mipiyu, that a koyin is ki malach Hashem tzavakoy so, could be like a malach. So zok the medrash, it's not a kasha. The Kohen Gadol is not an Adam. Of course he's an Adam. But when he entered the Kodesh HaKadosh and Ruach HaKodesh was Shari Olav, and Panov were Bayarois Kilapidim Olav, and it sounds like this was true even during Bayis Sheni. And this is the way it was. And where do you find that a Kohen should be equated to a Malach? It's a Pasuk. Yisif Se Kohen, Yisrael. So he was like a Malach. And because he was like a Malach, Memela was okay. And all the Mefarshim on the Medrash asked the obvious question. Says, I don't understand. I thought a Malach also wasn't allowed to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I thought a Malach was also not allowed to be in the Ayol Mai. V'chal Adam Liya Ayol Mai means an Adam, it means even a Malach. Fake the Medrash, an interesting kasha. What about the Kohen Gadol? I hear. Teretz is, okay, Sifse Kohen Yishmeru Das, V'tayim Vakish Mipiyu, Ki Malach Hashem Tzvakoesu. Because at the end of the day, he's a Malach Hashem Tzvakoesu. Who cares he's a Malach? I thought even a Malach wasn't allowed to be there. It's a bomb kasha. Rav Tzadik HaKohen, in his pre-tzadik, this is in his drushes that he gave on Erev Yom Kippur. So it's in the Devarim Chelek towards the end on Erev Yom Kippur. And he says this twice. He says it in Ois Beis, and he says it again in Ois Zayin. It's come out word for word verbatim. He brings the Medrash, and he brings this Ha'ara, that all the Mefarshei and Medrash are bothered. Who cares the Kohen Gadol was with Ruach HaKodesh, and that he was like a Malach. At the end of the day, even a Malach is included in the Halacha of a Chol Adam Liyeh Ba'ayol Ma'ed. So he says like this, Acho Inyan, Sha'Kohen Gadol b'chnisase la'Kodesh HaKodashim. He was bigger than a Malach. Lehoye loy shum guf. He had no guf. Shehoye his pashtus hagashmius, because his gashmius was completely separated from him. Vayirak neshama. All he was a neshama. And what's the neshama? Ner Hashem nishmas Adam. That's what the neshama is. The neshama is a chelak elikamima. Vayipach ba'apaf nishmas chayim manda nafach medilei nafach. See, he became a shtik neshama. Shtik neshama is as gevarna shtik kutche bericho. He wasn't a person, and he wasn't a malach. He was a shtik shchina. That's what he was. I'm reading again. Avala koyin gadol shenichnas hakodesh hakodashim shom nespashet mikol geshem veguf v'hayurak neshama beloy guf v'hu ner Hashem nishmas adam uman de nafach mitoychay nafach v'loy hayu bechlal adam afilu mei oisan shakosu behemud muspnei epnei adam shaya az gadol mimalach. And he says the varim the flum over there. But says the Rav Tzadik, you have to say that when the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was even on a higher madrega. He wasn't a person. He wasn't Udmus Pneim Pnei Adam. He wasn't even a Malach. But he was even on a higher madrega. The second Ha'ari is that the Mishnah said, Mascho Bignus. We'll move along. We'll go to the third. Umesayim Bishvach. So when you say the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have to start Bignus, and you have to be Messiah B'Shvach. So what's Mascha Bignus? So the Gemara said, Machloik is Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Rav said, Metchilo Uvdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Aviseinu. Shmuel and Shmuel said, Avodim Ayunu Lepare B'Mitzrayim. So according to Rav, the Mascha Bignus is, we acknowledge that the Jewish people started with Avram Avinu, but Avram Avinu's father was an Uvdei Avodah Zarah. In fact, the Rambam says that Avram Avinu himself, who grew up in his father's house, went in his father's ways, and he didn't acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu until he was 40 years old. The Ravid says, it's a Gemara that says he was 3. Chazal have a medrash that he was 48. It coincided with the Dar HaFlaga. It was Zeh L'um HaZeh when the world was going crazy with the Dar HaFlaga. So L'um HaZeh, there was a Koyach HaKedusha, and Avraham Avinu tapped into that Koyach HaKedusha, and he became Avraham Avinu. Whether it was 3, whether it was 40, whether it was 48, the point is that Terach Avi Avraham, for sure, was an Oved Avodah Zarah. And that's the humble beginnings of the Jewish people. So according to Rav, where do we start the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Mitchila Oved Avodah Zarah Hoy Aviseinu. Shmuel says, no. Why are you starting so far back? The Maschel B'Gnus means Avodah Mayinu L'Parer B'Mitzrayim. That's a Gnus. Yidden were in concentration camps. That's a Gnus. That's also a very humble beginning. So according to Rav, we start from Terach. And according to Shmuel, we start from Avodah Mayinu L'Parer B'Mitzrayim. So maybe just to say a little bit of a hesber as to Ulai, what the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel is. Poshet, the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is a story of a nation that were slaves, and they were freed with Nisim and Aflois, and they became a chosen nation, they received the chosen land, and the rest is history. That's the Poshet short version of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the truth is, it's a lot deeper than that. And even before you get to Pnimiyas HaTorah, it's a lot deeper than that. The Ramban wrote a classic short introduction to Sefer Shmos. And in his introduction to Sefer Shmos, the Ramban says that I want to give a name to Sefer Shmos. Sefer Shmos is called Sefer HaGolos VaHaGaula. Because that's really the theme of Sefer Shmos. Sefer Shmos begins with Vayokam el chadosh, ashlo yodas Yosef, hovan ischak maloi. And it begins with the galus of the Yidden. And then you have Vo'era, Boy, Peshalach, the Yidden leave, Mitzrayim, Yisroi, the Makabal Torah. So says the Ramban, that really if you wanted to give a title, you wanted a name, Sefer Shmos, it's Sefer HaGolos VaHaGeula Mimenu. Because Sefer Shmos essentially talks about the galus of the Yidden and the Geula of the Yidden. I'm afraid the Ramban, that if that's the case, I have a problem. Why? Because really the last 5 parshias of Sefer Shmos have nothing to do with the Golas and the Gula. Truma, Tetzavah, Kisisa, Vayakob, Pekudei, all about the Mishkan. So if the name of this Sefer is Golas and Gula, so then you would think the whole Sefer talks about Golas and Gula. Golas and Gula would be a good name for the first half of Sefer Shmos. But what about the Sefer? What about part 2? What about the part that comes in the second half? That has nothing to do with Golas and Gula. That's all about the Mishkan. It's nice, but has no shaykhis to Golas and Geula. So, Freik the Ramban, how does it stem with my thesis? I hold that Shmos is Sefer HaGolos VaGeula Mimenu. That would explain the first half of Sefer Shmos. How would that explain the second half of Shmos? Says the Ramban, that in order to understand this, you have to understand what Golos really is. He says, the Jewish people started with Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu was on a gewaldige Madrego. Avram Avinu was one of the Avis. Ha'avis hein ha'merkava, says the Ramban. And they were on a very, very high Madrego. And then the Yidden went to Mitzrayim. And when they were in Mitzrayim, they went into physical bondage. But not just that, they went into spiritual bondage as well. They started slipping. And they started losing their Madregas. Says the Ramban, Hashem had promised Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that one day the Yidden would return. Meaning, Yodoya Teda Kigei Yiriz Arachav Eretz Loi Lehem Ba'avodim V'inu Oysam Arba Me'eshana. And included in that was that they were going to slip spiritually. But Va'achri Ken Yetzu B'chush Gadol. And the Va'achri Ken Yetzu B'chush Gadol meant that they were going to return both physically B'chush Gadol, but they were going to return spiritually B'chush Gadol. They were going to go back, Avram, to the Madrega of the Avos. They were going to go back to the Madrega where they're like the Merkava, where the Royal Ashrois Hashchina. So says the Ramban, when did that happen? When did the Yidden go back spiritually to the Madrega of the Avos? V'nei HaGolos, einenu nishlam ad yom shuvan al mekoimon, v'al mailos avoysam yeshuvu. So that Golos, the Golos of not being spiritually where they needed to be, that wasn't completed until they returned to the Maila of the Zedus. U'kishayotzu mi Mitzrayim. So when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, afal pishayotzu mi beis avodim, even though they left the base of Adam, but Adayin Yechashvu Goyim, says the Ramban. They're still considered in exile. Why? Ki hoyu be'eretz loy lahem. Because they were in a eretz that was loy lahem. Nevuchim ba'midbar. Spiritually, they were be'eretz loy lahem. Ukshabol har Sinai. When the Yiddish came to har Sinai. Va'asu ha-mishkan, they made a mishkan. V'shav HaKadosh Baruch Hu behishra shchinasei b'neim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned and he was mashra shchinasei. Oz shavu ha-mailas avoysam. That's where they went back to mailas avoysam. Shehoye soida leika ala aleim, v'heim heim avrchava, v'oz nechshavu ge'ulim. And that's when they were called ge'ulim. Says the Rambam, v'lochein nishlam ha-sefer hazeh ba-ashlima inyan ha-mishkan, u'b'yoyiz kvayid Hashem mali yoyiz ha-tamen. That's why the Sefer Shmos ends with the story of the mishkan. Because the mishkan's part of the ge'ula. Because the ge'ula, on a physical level, yeah, that ends as soon as Vayibish Alech Pari Yisra'am. And at that point, it's all over. But you want to know when the Madregas came back to the Yidden? That didn't happen until they received the Torah. And that didn't happen until they had the Mishkan. So says the Ramban, the being that the real ge'ula was when the Yidden returned to Ma'ilas Avoysam. When did they return to Ma'ilas Avoysam? That all happened when they had the Mishkan. Oh, that's when the ge'ula was Nishlam. That's why in the Sefer that talks about the Golus of the Yidden and the ge'ula of the Yidden, we have all the parashiyas that talk about, all the parashiyas that talk about the Mishkan. I was thinking, I think the Ramban is poshut. I think it has to be like the Ramban. Why? Because we drink four cups of wine at the Leil HaSeder. We ask four questions. We have the Arba Abonim. And it's really connected to Dal L'Shoyin Shal Geula. V'itzeisi v'itzalti v'go'alti v'lokachi. That means Geulas Mitzrayim happened in four L'Shoynos. In four different elements. V'itzeisi v'itzalti v'go'alti v'lokachi. V'itzeisi v'itzalti v'go'alti means Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. What does v'lokachi mean? The Pasuk says v'lokachi eschem lila'am. We became a nation. All the Rishonim say that V'lokachti Eschem Li La'am is referring to Har Sinai. Look in the Rishonim in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Every Rishon says it. V'lokachti Eschem Li La'am is Maimon Har Sinai. What does Maimon Har Sinai have to do with Geulas Mitzrayim? At that point, the Egyptians had drowned in the Yam already. It was all over. If the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is a story about a nation that was slaves and they were freed from slavery, why is V'lokachti Eschem Li La'am part of the Geula? It may be bigger than the Geula. It might be the punchline. It might be a better story. It might be the reason why there was a gula. Tachas, asher, tavdunot, tzolikim, tachas, hara, asher. That's all wonderful. But at the end of the day, why is that a lashon of gula? What does it have to do with gula? Lefidah Ramban, it's beautiful. Because Lefidah Ramban, the gula was, v'agolus eino nishma mad yoyim shuva am lekoimim v'amailas avoysam yoshuvu. The gula didn't happen until they returned to mailas avoysam. And the lokachti eschem li la'am was a critical part of returning to mailas avoysam. In fact, the Ramban says that the whole mishkan was just to make a permanent Hashroi Sashchina of what was temporarily at Har Sinai for another day. But the point is, it's clear that the Geula wasn't simply taking the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Because otherwise, what does it mean, V'lokachti Eschem Li La'am? V'lokachti Eschem Li La'am is referring to the fact that Hashem gave us the Torah. Clearly, that's part of the Geula. Must be the Geula includes in it the fact that we return the Ma'ilas Avoysam. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that the Pashat understanding of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is that we were slaves and Hashem took us out of slavery. Ein mikra yoytze midei pshutai. But when you understand it on a little bit of a deeper level, we realize that the idea of Geulas Mitzrayim was for us to return to the Madrega of the Avos HaKadosh. That was what it was all about. And that didn't happen as soon as we left Mitzrayim. That didn't happen until V'lokachti, that's the fourth of the Lashonos of Geula, which is Maimon Har Sinai, and then it was solidified when the Yidden had the Mishkan, because that's when the Yidden got the Shechina, just like the others had the Shechina. But the point is, there were two elements. There's the simple element, we were slaves and we were freed from our slavery, and then there's the deeper understanding that we slipped spiritually and we returned with the help of Hashem. We were able to come back to the Madrega that we were at. This is the Vart that we always speak out from Rav Tzadik HaKohen, who said, why do we have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day? Because every single day we have to remember that we were a nation that spiritually was completely lost, and Hashem took us out. And that's something we need to remind ourselves every day, because we have to remember that it doesn't matter what matzav a Yid finds himself in. He could be in his proverbial Shar Memtes, but every single day he has to remember that Hashem will take him out. As long as he wants to, he can come out. And during certain times, like Chodesh Nisan, there's a specialist Iris from Shemayin, Kippur, Diluk. But the point is that's something we remember, because that's part of the story. So there's the more Pashim Shat, and then there's understanding, and on a slightly deeper level, the way the Ramban talks about it, it is Pirish Alatay. If you're going to tell the story of Mitzrayim and you're going to start from the beginning, so what's the beginning? It depends on what the ending is, right? Depending on where the story ends, that will determine where the story begins. If the ending of Yetzias Mitzrayim is, we left slavery, so where do you begin that story? That's the story. We were slaves and we were free. Gevaldik. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. You have to be mascho bignos. So where would you be mascho? Oh, you want to tell the story with the ganz guy? He said, how would you do that? Avodim ayinu l'parim b'Mitzrayim. That's the beginning of the story. We were slaves and we were free. But if the punchline of Yitzias Mitzrayim is that we were taken as a nation and we were elevated to such a point where we were able to stand and it's Achaz Dibra Lekim Shtayim Zu Shamati. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu talked to us where we had Nevuah, where the Rambam says that all the Amunah that Klal Yisrael has V'gam B'cha Yaminu L'Oyim was solidified at Har Sinai because V'lakachti Eschem Li L'Om V'yisam Li Segula Mikol Am. If that's the punchline, if that's the ending of the story and you want to start that story from the beginning, fine, gone, phenom, fine. So where are you going to start that story from? Avodah Mayinu? I hear, yeah, I hear. It's definitely a legitimate starting point, but it's better to even go back further. Start that story from the very beginning. You know, we were Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Hashem took Avram Avinu, who was the son of an Oivdei Avodah Zarah. He came from zero yichus. And he himself was Makar as Boiroi, and look what he created, and look at what Hashem did. That's where it begins, and you know where it ends? We're standing at the foot of Har Sinai. We say Nasav and Ishma, and we're Zoicha to all the Giluyim in the world. So it really depends on where the story ends. That will determine where it starts. Shmuel held that when we say Tzias Mitzrayim, you digadut levin chabiyem ahulaymer, we were slaves and we were free. Oh, we were slaves and we were free. So where do you start? Avodah Menyinu, Lubayim and Mitzrayim. We were slaves. If the ending is we were free, so the beginning is Avodah Menyinu. Rav said, no, you know what the digadut levin chay is. You have to tell them velokachti eschem lilam. You have to tell them truma tetzav kisi sevayakel pekude. That's all part of the chiyuv of sipa Tzias Mitzrayim. Oh, that's the story. That's where it ends. So where does it begin? Oh, you can go way back. You want to bring out emphasis. You want to really tell the story. You want to introduce it properly. Oh, that's going to bring it out with a different kinage. Maybe that's the tut stodim, whether you should start from Avodah Mayinu L'Parav B'Mitzrayim or you should start from Mitchilo Oivdei Avodah Zarah Hoya Aviseinu. Because on that note, tonight's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and of course we're in the middle of Perek Arbei Pesachim, which is just mind-boggling, but just a little bit of Inyana D'Yoyma, a little bit of Raid, related to some of the inyanim that we spoke about in the last little while, but the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Kama Chidushin. So today was Parshas HaChodesh, and we read the Parsha in Boi. Vayim Hashem al Moishev al Harim Beretz Mitzrayim Leimor, HaChodesh Hazel Lochem Roish Chadashim Rishayin Hu Lochem L'Chodshei Hashanah. This is the first mitzvah in the Torah. In fact, Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, the Torah should have started with this pasuk, HaChodesh Hazel Lochem Roish Chadashim. Now, which Chodesh was HaKadosh Baruch Hu referring to when he told Moshe and Aharon, HaChodesh Hazel Lochem Roish Chadashim, Rishayin Hu Lochem L'Chodshei Hashanah? He was referring to Chodesh Nisan. The Netziv, in his Hemek Dover, says that why is Chodesh Nisan referred to as Roish Chadashim? So Pashit, it's the first month. But the Pasuk really says that, Rishayin Hu Lochem L'Chodshei Hashanah. What does it mean when the Pasuk says Roish Chadashim? So it says the Netziv, that you find Kama Pamim in Tanakh, that the word Roish doesn't mean the head, but it means the Mufchar. It means the chosen. Chodesh Nisan is the chosen month. It's the chosen month. Of all 12 months, L'Rabbi's Adasheni, the most important month, the most Chashiv month, the Mufchar, the chosen of all the months, is Chodesh Nisan. Now the truth is, it's quite intuitive. It's pretty easy to understand why Chodesh Nisan would be considered the Roish Chadashim, the Mufchar Sheb Chadashim. We know the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that we say in the Yoitzris that Chodesh Nisan is a Chodesh She Yeshua Is Makifos. What does it mean? So the Sfarim say that usually in order to merit a Yeshua, you have to earn it. But in Chodesh Nisan, Yeshua Is Makifos. Hashem gives Yeshua some credit. Hashem will give you terms. I'll give you the Yeshua today, the opposite of Rav's advice that he gave his son Ivo in today's daf. I'll give it to you behakafu, and then afterwards you'll make it up, so you'll owe me one. But the point is, this is a chodesh of Yeshua's makifos. It's a chodesh of geula. Benisan nigalu, benisan asidan ligal. And I was thinking, benisan nigalu, benisan asidan ligal. So what's Pashup Shat? Because Yitzias Mitzrayim happened, b'chodesh Nisan. But the truth is, I think it's even deeper than that. We're learning the sugis of Dal Koisis. The Dal Koisis, Rashi and the Rashbam, at the beginning of Arbei Pesachim, bring the Yerushalmi, that say it's connected the full lishoynis of Geula. Vaitzeitzi, vihitzalti, vigaalti, and vilokachti. What are these full lishoynis of Geula? So obviously they're synonyms. They all mean the same thing. super high level, Hashem saved Klai, so he took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. But of course, each Lashon has its own nuances and its own subtleties, and it's referring to something very, very specific. Vaitzeisi v'itzalti v'go'alti, all mean Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, again, in their own way. When did Yitzias Mitzrayim happen? Happened on, well, Pesach. Of course, it happened in Chodesh Nisan. What's v'lokachti? V'lokachti eschem lilam. All the Rishonim say on the Pasuk v'lokachti eschem lilam that it's referring to Matan Torah. And the truth is that if it's referring to Matan Torah, so the v'lokachti didn't happen in Chodesh Nisan. B'nisan nigalu b'nisan asidin ligal. Did it happen really in Chodesh Nisan? V'itzeisi v'itzalti v'go'alti. Those three Rishonim of Gula, they happened in Chodesh Nisan. But what about v'lokachti? V'lokachti eschem lilam. That was Maimed Har Sinai. That happened in Chodesh Sivan, Vav Sivan. Moshe was Moshe v'yamechem idaito. It happened on Zayin Sivan. But the point is, it happened in Chodesh Sivan. But the pshat is poshut, not for today. We'll talk about Netz Shem in the coming days. But not for today. But the point is that the Ramban says in his introduction to Sefer Shemois, in his Akdama to Sefer Shemois, that v'lokachti eschem lilam was Maimed Har Sinai. But Hashem took the event of Maimed Har Sinai and He gave it to the Yidden in a permanent way. Meaning, Maimed Har Sinai was a moment. It was a one-time event. We learned to pick it Rebbe Eliezer together once. It happened in an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. It was a few hours, the whole event. But Hashem wanted it to be permanent. And you know when Maimed Har Sinai became permanent? When the Mishkan was built. B'yoyim HaKamas HaMishkan, that's when Maimed Har Sinai became permanent. The Rabban says in his Akdama to Sefer Shmoyz, he says it in different places, V'advor Matikin, that really the V'lokachti Eschem Lila'am became solidified when the Mishkan was built. When was Yoyim HaKamas HaMishkan? Tonight. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Be'echad B'Nisan Hukam HaMishkan. So the V'lokachti also happened in Chodesh Nisan. You know, there's a fifth kais that we have at the Seder. Again, coming up in the coming days. The fifth kais is the kais of Eliyahu. It's connected the fifth of the Lashonis of Geula. What was the fifth of the Lashonis of Geula? The fifth Lashon is Vehivesi. Vehivesi is when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael. When did the Yidden enter Eretz Yisrael? It was in Chodesh Nisan. That was the problem with the Chodesh and how were they able to eat matzahs. Moitzesi, Vehitzalti, Vegoalti, Velokachti, Vehivesi. All five Lashonis of Geula were manifest in Chodesh Nisan. B'nisan nigalo, u'b'nisan asidin ligal. This is the Chodesh of Geula. This is the Chodesh of Geula. We always talk about Be'ita Achishena. So Achishena can happen any month. But Be'ita, ein mikri yoytze midei pshutai. This is the Zman of Geula. And every single Chodesh Nisan, it's Chodesh v'neir that this could be the month. This is the time. This is the opportunity. B'nisan nigalo, u'b'nisan asidin ligal. So it's Pashit. It's Pashit. Achodesh azel lochem roish chadash. What's the Chodesh? Of course, this is the Mufchar. It's the chosen month. This is the month of Geula. This is the month of Asid and Ligah. But if you look into the Tziv, then the Tziv says a different Dehe. He says, that's not why it's Rosh Chodesh. It's all true, but that's not why. He says, the Pshat is as follows. He says, because there's a Klal Gadol. There's a rule. That Shabbat Oysa Yoyim Shenivra Oysa Davam. On the day of the year that something is created, Mesugul Zeh HaYoyim Gam L'Doyrus L'Schazik Yoyse. Every year, on the anniversary of that day, that thing that was created becomes stronger. And it's mesugul lehischazik yoyser to become stronger and stronger. The makar is the tshuvas haraj, but that's when we make the bayir mayir yesh amaytzoy shabbos, because the maytzoy shabbos is when fire was created. So it says the nitziv. I'm skipping a little bit. Al kain, it's for that reason. Mechem bechodesh nitz noitzer berishoyin eskul as amashem yitzias mitzrayim. Chodesh nitzan is the month that the amashem was created. That's when we became bonim lashem alikeichem. Al kain oisay achodesh mesugul lehischazik ba'avodas hashem al yedei tzipu yitzias mitzrayim. It's for that reason this month is mesugul lehischazik ba'avodas Hashem, al yidei sipritzias Mitzrayim, immersing ourselves in the story of Mitzrayim, shegoyim amuna betochim, because this causes amuna and betochim, and he says that's good for why it's a shas hakoyish shel Geulas Yisrael. But says the Netziv, you want to know where the real Rosh Chodeshim is? You want to know why it's Mufcha Sheva Chodeshim? Because this is a month where every yid can be neschazek in his avodas Hashem. Every day a person has a right, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, to make believe that his life is behind him and let bygones be bygones, and today's the first day of the rest of my life. That's something you can do every day of the year. But there's one month where it's Mesugul B'Yoyser. This one month where it works a little bit better, where it's a little more potent, and that's Chodesh Nisan. And because Chodesh Nisan, a person has the ability to become closer to Hashem, a person has the ability to dramatically change his relationship with Torah, his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's for that reason, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. That's why this is the Rosh Chodeshim. So what is the inyan that in Chodesh Nisan, a person could change his avodah, So to understand it on a little bit of a deeper level, we have to preface something that we mentioned not so long ago in the name of Rabbi Gedalia Shnor. Rabbi Gedalia Shnor said over the famous Chazal, Rashi brings in a Chumash and Parashas Boy, that the time had come where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. But ve'ever alayich ve'erech mispoiseses b'damayich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at Yidden, they had no schosim. They had no schosim. And even with all the promises to Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, but the Yidden were going to need some schos, something to hang their head on. Some merit, some reward for them to be able to leave Mitzrayim. So what Hashem do? Hashem said, I'm going to give the Yidden two mitzvahs. He gave them the mitzvah of Pesach, and he gave them the mitzvah of Milah. And it was in the schus of the mitzvah of Pesach and the mitzvah of Milah that the Yidden were able to leave Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Gedalia Shnor said in the Ur Gedalia, why these two mitzvahs? Why did Hashem pick the mitzvah of Pesach, and why did he pick the mitzvah of Milah? So he said, a Dover Nifla. He said, because these two mitzvahs, Pesach and Milah, have something in common. What they have in common is that through these two mitzvahs, a person can spring. A person has the ability not only to grow in his avodas Hashem, but he can be medalag al aharim umekapitz alak voice. He can literally go 0 to 60 in a moment. In moments, he can take his avodas Hashem and in a very small amount of time, he can dramatically change everything. Pesach is called Pesach al shum shapasach because the Kadosh Baruch Hu he skipped over all the Jewish houses. And that's a remiss to the essence of Pesach. It's a remiss to the carbon, to the yontif. It's a yontif of Al Shum Shapasach. It's a yontif that gives a person an ability to be able to jump. Milah is the same thing. He said over from the Ishbitzah, that the Ishbitzah said, that Chazal say, Dover Tziva Le'elef Darzu Milah. And the Ishbitzah said, a Dover Nifla. He said, what does that mean? He said that if a person would try on his own, to be able to achieve the madrigas of Kedusha that a child reaches when he has bris milah, it would take him 1,000 generations. It's such an intense level of Kedusha that it would literally take him 1,000 doros for him to be able to achieve that level of Kedusha by himself. Said the Ishbitzah, that's Dover Tziva Le'elef Darzu Milah. That it's literally Kedusha of 1,000 generations. Said the Ishbitzah, that's Pshat Sasa Noichi Al Nimrasecha Kamaitse Shol Rav. We say that by a Bris Milah. Sasa Noichi, right? Why? He said, because it's Kamait, the child just won the lottery. The child was born a week ago, literally, and all of a sudden he has Kedusha of 1,000 generations. And because he has Kedusha of 1,000 generations, so said Rav Gedal Yeshur, that's why he was Dan Pesach and Dan Milah. You want to know it was those two mitzvahs? Because the Yidden didn't just mean mitzvahs. The Yidden were in the Shnar Mem Tes. The Yidden were in a blot. It was impossible. How are they going to creep out of this mess? How are they going to go from being in the Shnar Mem Tes of Tumah to in a moment they're going to be Rosh Shivcha B'yom but they're going to stand at the foot of our Sinai. They're going to say Nasav and Nishma. They're going to hear Hashem. Achas Dibra Lekim Shtayim Zu Shamati Anoichi V'lo Yilcha Mipi Agvura Shamati. It's impossible. So they didn't just need mitzvahs. They needed Diluk. They had a jump, they had a spring. They had to go from the deepest of the deep to the highest of the high in a moment, in a matter of weeks. How were they going to do that? They needed mitzvahs of diluk. And that's where they got Dan Pesach and Dan Milah, because these two mitzvahs are mitzvahs of diluk. We spoke this out a few weeks ago. Since then, I found this Yisoy twice in the Svarim HaKadoshim. The Kozhuk Lavagoyen, Hashem Yimkom Damai, in the Eretz Tzvi, and this is on Purim. So he says about Purim, he says, why are we supposed to get so excited on Purim? Purim, you're so besim, you may mish to the simcha. He says, why do we get so happy on Purim? He says, you know why we get so happy on Purim? He says, because it's all about Purim's relationship to Pesach. If you go through the drushes of the Kozhuk Galoyen, incidentally, the Eretz Tzvi Al HaTorah was recently reprinted by Rav David Mandelbaum Shlit, and it was reprinted, it's beautiful, two new maduras, it's very clear, it's betuf tam, it's kedai. So he brings over this Meirich, that a lot of the yichos of Purim is its relationship to Pesach. Right, we've spoken about, way back, literally, in the introduction to the Masechta, we talked about Shloishim Yoyim Koydim Lechag, Shoyim Medarshim, Behilchas Achag, and the truth is that Purim, he talks a lot about its relationship to Pesach. So he says, Pesach is man psicha v'diluk. Pesach is a man of psicha v'diluk. She'odam yuchal lifsoyach l'maylam in madrigosnei. On Pesach, a person has the ability to spring. A person can literally be pirates through gedarim and mechitzas that ordinarily wouldn't be able to do. He says, that's why Purim is such a happy time. Because Purim is shloishim yoyim, and this is when it starts. The iris, the ha'aris of Pesach start descending, the Arvei Nachal that we spoke about in the intro. When does it descend? It starts on Purim. And he says, that's why Purim is a zman of Riboy HaSimcha, because it's a zman that you start feeling Pesach. So Purim is the mashal. The nimshal is really Pesach. He says that's why kala poishad yad noisnum loy on Purim. What's the tifkeit of kala poishad yad noisnum loy? See, ordinarily, if someone davens to Hashem and he says slach lonu avinu kichatanu hashiveinu avinu l'sarisach, Hashem help me do tshuva. It's a process. It doesn't go so easy. You have to do tshuva, Rambam, Hilchos tshuva, you have to learn Rabbeinu Yoina. But on Pesach, it's different. Because now you have diluk. So Purim is when it starts. Kalapoyshe yad noisim lai. But this is what's interesting. It just starts on Purim. It continues. It continues. It continues. The whole yichus of Purim is its relationship to Pesach. So Purim is the tafel. Purim is the mashal. The nimshal, the ikr, is really Pesach. Another one of the Sfarim HaKadoshim where I just recently saw this is in Rav Tzadik. Rav Tzadik HaKohen, not surprisingly, in his Sefer Resisei Laila, and this is Ois Nun Ches, it's towards the end of Resisei Laila, last 5 or 6 pages. So he says, Dvarim Niflam, Dvarim Pnimiyim, above my pay grade. But one thing he says that's fascinating, he talks about Pesach, and he says, Pesach is a time that you could be Medalag Elaharim and Mekapitza like voice. And he says one beautiful thing. He says that the truth is that when a person jumps too high, there's always a little bit of risk. There's always a little bit of danger. And he needs a special shmir. But he says, you get a special shmir. He says, that's why the Yidden, when they were at the foot of Har Sinai, they said, Nasav Nishma. What happened? Parcha Nishmasan. Why was it Parcha Nishmasan? Because they jumped too high. They went too far. Because Diluk is, it could be dangerous sometime. He says, that's Pshat Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya. Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya was Baal Kol Zayna Sheba Olam. And then there was a Zayna, and then he realized what happened, and God Nafshi B'Pchaya, he literally cried and cried until he died. And what happened when he died? A baskel came out and said, Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya is Muzum Elachaya Olam Abba. Right? V'loyoy, Dalo Shekoyer, Nei Say Rebbe, Rav Hutna said, what kind of Rebbe was he? So Rav Hutna says, the Rebbe from Tshuva. He showed, doesn't matter how low you fall, you can still do Tshuva. But why did he die? Why did he die? What happened? All of a sudden, Parcha Nishmasa. So Rav Tzadik said, because it was Diluk, it was too much. He went from Shol Tachtis. He was Mamish Baal Kol Zayna Sheba Olam. And all of a sudden, there's a Baskol. Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya is Muzum L'Chai Olam Abba. It was Parcha Nishmasa. So it was too much. He says, Ben Azai was Nichnas L'Paradis. What happened when Ben Azai was Nichnas L'Paradis? Hits it to Mace. Everyone knows about Acher. Rabbi Akiva was Nichnas B'Shalom, Yad B'Shalom, Ben Zoyma. And what happened to Rabbi Azai? He was hits it to Mace. Why? Me toikev ha'asaga. It was too much. It was too much. It was too much. And he couldn't handle it. Because the Diluk just happened too much. So he talks about Diluk, and he talks about the risk of Diluk. I was thinking, just one rayon. You know, the Gemara says in Masechtas Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. It says, a pasuk, we all know the pasuk. Ki olecha hiragnu kol hayoyim, nechshavnu katzoyin tifcha. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Mem Dalet. So the Gemara says, Reb Shulman Levi, he said, what's it referring to? Who's the ki olecha hiragnu kol hayoyim? Zumila shenitna b'shmini. It's referring to the mitzvah of Mila. Mila b'shmini is olecha hiragnu kol hayoyim. What's the pshat? Says Rashi, the zimnin the mayas. Because sometimes the baby dies during Bris Milo. Especially once upon a time, it was dangerous. And as a result, zimnin the mayas, that's the ke'alecha irak nu kolayim. We've spoken about this, Chuvus from Lichsam Soifan, Davni Neza, the Rambam, and Lichas Milo. Dvarim Atikin, a lot of rabbites associated with this. But I was thinking maybe al derech pnimiyas atayra. What's the suicide mission of Bris Milo? It's a suicide mission. Ke'alecha irak nu kolayim, cause zimnin the mayas. So maybe lefir up tzaddik. And lefir what the Ishbetz has said. That when a person, when a baby gets Bris Milo, it's David Sivil Alef Dari. He gets 1,000 Dairis of Kedusha. That's the greatest Diluk ever. That's dangerous. Look at what happened to Ben Azai. Look what happened to the Yidden at the foot of Har Sinai. Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya was Parcha Nishmasai. Olecha Iragnu Kalayoim. Olecha Iragnu Kalayoim. Zumila Pnimiya Satayra. Because 1,000 generations of Kedusha. One moment, how could you absorb all that? That's the Kolecha Iragnu. We do it anyways. Maybe al derech pnimiyas atayra, a little bit pshat in Rabbi Shulman Levi's memory, puzzling memory. But I'll upon him again. It's mavur this idea that there's a concept of dilu that sometimes a person can go 0 to 60. And Rabbi Tzadik says what the Kodesh of a Goyin said, what Rabbi Gedalia Shulman and Rabbi Gedalia said, and that is that Pesach is a time where a person can be medalig risk free. It's a time that a person can be medalig and doesn't have to be worried. There's a special protection. And in fact, there's a tremendous iris that comes from Shemayim that takes the person any source. And just like Mila, Dover Tzivah Laftar, you can jump 1,000 generations and it's okay. At the same time, Pesach works that way as well. Pesach is an idea where a person can be Pesach, where a person can literally spring, and a person has the ability to be Pesach, and he can be Magdalag al-Aharim and Makat Petzalach voice. So I was thinking just one final thought, just one very final thought, and that is, over the last year, Be'ezus Hashem, we spoke a lot about Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was one of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's five Talmidim. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was the one that the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Em you kol chachmi Yisrael bekaf maznayim." For Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch bekaf shniyah, machriya is kulan. That Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch had the ability to be machriya all the chachmi Yisrael. If all the chachmi Yisrael would be on one side of the maznayim, and Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch would be on the other side of the maznayim, so he had the ability, he would be machriya is kulan. This was something that he was able to do. So we said, spoke out from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Lubavitcher, why did Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch? What did he have over everybody else? So he said, because Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, the Gemara says in Masech Shabbos, he once went to the Diomessus River. And when he went to the Diomessus River, so he was there and he forgot his Torah. And after he forgot his Torah, so everybody davened him, the Talmidim davened him. And what happened? He ended up remembering his Torah again. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch slipped. He slipped mightily to the point where he forgot his learning. And what happened? Because the Talmidim davened him, everything came back. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch came back and he remembered everything. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch had the koyach of tshuva. So Lubavitcher Rebbe said, that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was machriya sakaf. Because he had the koyach of tshuva, and b'mokim tshuvali tshuva, oimdim ein tzadikim yichoyim lamoy. Like Rabbi Tzadik says in Pritzadik and Parshas Vaschanun, that Moshe Rabbeinu with all his madregas, v'atachsreyu mat melekim, he couldn't reach the Shaar Nun. Why? Because the Shaar Nun is misuyim for bali tshuva. Only about tshuva can reach the Shaar Nun. And Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch is machriya kulan. Why? Because he had himself the koyach of tshuva. But Rabbi Moshe Gray, he shared with me way back when we spoke this out originally. He sent me a beautiful sikha from the Lubavitcher Rebbe who added a knetch. The Lubavitcher Rebbe said that if you look, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said he had five talmidim. Who are your minor shvachim? He used to be minor the shvach of each one of them. He used to say Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanis is a bar sitch in a mabatipa. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Ashmi Eladatoi. Rabbi Yossi Akoyan is a chassid. Rabbi Shimon ben Nisanel is a Yerechet. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch is a Mayan Amaskaber. See, what's a Mayan Amaskaber? So Lubavitcher Rebbe said that usually when a person grows in his Avodas Hashem, it goes by drago. You take one step and then another step, you learn another daf and another daf, and then you're Moisef Ahaylich, and you eventually reach the Madrega that you want to reach. But he said, about Tshuva is a different midah. About Tshuva is Lamayla Menateva. About Tshuva has the koyach of b'mokim shval Tshuva moimdim. About Tshuva can be pirates all the gedarim in the world. About Tshuva has an ability to literally go and break through. He could be medalig al aharim or mekapitz al akvoyz. And that was Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. He was a mayan amesgaber. A mayan amesgaber is a river. It's a thing. It goes bursting through all the mechitzes, all the koysim. And that was Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. He was the Baal Tshuva, and that's why he was the Mayan Amaskaber. He says, that's why b'makom shemal yitshuvim oim dem ein tzadikim yichoylem lamay. You know why? Because they have dilug. Because Baal Tshuva is a Mayan Amaskaber. A Baal Tshuva has the koyach of dilug. That's the koyach of a Baal Tshuva. Someone that's not doesn't have dilug. And because it has a dilug, so you go badraga. But if you have this ability to literally have this supercharged your avoida, and you can have dava tziva le'elef dar in your entire avoida, because it's an avoida of Baal Tshuva, that's where you become b'machim shavali tshuva ma'imdim ein tzadikim yichoylem lamay. That's how you get into the stratosphere of the Shaar Nun. You need dilug to get there. You can't get there otherwise. The only way to get there is through Diluk, and that was Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch had. And that's where Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was Machriya Sakaf. So Ulai, just to put it all together, we know the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch Ikla Lahasan. So Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch came to the Diyum Meses, Imshech Basrayu, he got fachapt, and he acted Tamudai, he forgot his learning, he hadar asoi, come to Mikri Besirfa, he came back home, and they gave him an aliyah, and boy le mikre. And they said, here's the Aliyah, learn from the Sefer Torah. And he was supposed to read, Achoydesh Azel Lochem Rosh Chodashim. That's what he was up to. And instead of saying, Achoydesh Azel Lochem Omar, he said, Acheresh Ayaliba. He read the words wrong. And when the Olam saw what happened, they felt so bad for him. So, Bo Rabban Rachmi Allah, V'hadar Talmud, they davened him and everything came back. It's not a coincidence that it happened with Achoydesh Azel Lochem Rosh Chodashim. There has to be a pshat. Because Achoydesh Azel Lochem is Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan is the Zman of Diluk. It's the Zman where a person has the ability to be Pasach. If it's true Shloishim Yoim Kaidim Lechag, it's certainly true Chodesh Nisan. In fact, we say in the Agadah Yochem Rosh Chodesh, all the Iris, everything of Chodesh, Pesach started tonight. Because really, Yochamir is Chodesh. There was a Havamina Ben Benoishal Havamina Kmima Kang Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim tonight. Because HaChodesh is, it's the whole month is Rosh Chodashim. It's the beginning of the month. And you know what you see in HaChodesh Alechem that a person can, you can literally be a kapitz al harm, gabal al voice. The Talmidim, they saw Rablas Ben Arach, Nebuch, Rachman al Etzlan, what's going to be? We're going to daven with him so what? It's okay, he'll know Ivra again. So be able to, but they had such rachmanis, but then the Eibush sent him a matana. Instead of saying, HaChodesh HaZelochem, he said, HaCheresh HaYalibam. And that was the Hisoiris, HaChodesh HaZelochem. There's a koyach to go from HaChodesh HaZelochem to HaCheresh HaYalibam, but you could also go from HaCheresh HaYalibam to HaChodesh HaZelochem. And that was the message that was hidden in those words, HaChodesh HaZelochem. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach could be Rabbi Elazar ben Arach again. Don't write him off. Don't give up. He can become Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. And that's what they did. And they davened him, and he became Rabbi Elazar ben Arach again. And the Marsha and Chagiga, you give him on the base, he's learning from the Maisa Merkava again. And that's why he became the great Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. That if you Kol Chachm Yisrael on one side, and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach on the other side, he had the ability to Machriyas Kulan. It all came from his Koyach of Tshuva, and it came from an inspiration of HaChodesh HaZelochem Rosh Chodashim. That's tonight. Because what's HaChodesh HaZelochem Rosh Chodashim? That's the Zman with his Oiris of not just going me Madrega to Madrega, but Dova Tziva Le'elef Dor Zomila. A person can jump to 1,000 generations during the month of Nisan, which that will be Zoycha. To Benisan Nigalu, Benisan Asidin Ligal, it should be Zaycha, it should be HaChodesh HaZelochem, Rosh Chodashim, it should be Mufcher Shebechadashim. But just to end, a very intense Perek Ketz HaTzayim. By the way, the next few dafim, we're going to learn some Magadat Gemara. That's the calm before the storm, before Arvei Pesachim. But just to end, a very intense Perek with a little bit of Pnimius HaTorah, and that is, the Gemara says that they told Rav Huna, sit down on the couch. He sat down. So they asked him that, how come when we told you to sit down, you sat down? Louis says, what do you mean? We have a Messiah. Kol masha yoyim alucha balabayis aseh chutz mitzeh. Anything that the balabayis tells you to do, you're supposed to listen to him, except if he tells you to go out. Kotzker Rebbe used to say, valtzeh dafman alein fashtein. Right? Sometimes when you're in somebody's house, you're not supposed to wait for the balabayis to tell you to say. That's something you're supposed to figure out on your own. But this is a well-known Maimer Chazal. Kol mash yom lecha balabayis and say chutz mitzeh. And the Makar is this one. It's one place in Shas. It's from Psachim Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say that in this line of kol mash yom lecha balabayis and say chutz mitzeh licked one of the biggest yisoidus in Avodas Hashem. One of the most powerful lines of Chizuk, and one of the most deep understandings of what the Koyach of Tshuva is. But for this, we need a little bit of an introduction. So we're all familiar with the story of the Meraglim. The Yidden wanted Meraglim, Shlach Lecha Anoshim, to go see what's in Eretz Yisrael. They were afraid to just go into Eretz Yisrael. They had heard rumors about very mighty kingdoms, that 36 kings, and they were afraid to go. Hashem wasn't happy about it, but ultimately the Meraglim was sent. These were the Anoshim Chashuvim, and they came back, Leil Tisha B'Av, with a very bad report, and the Yidden started crying. And they realized they didn't really want to go into Eretz Yisrael, and they put up a fight. And it was because of that, it was decreed that the Yidden would have to remain in the Midbar for 40 years. It was decreed that there would be a Churban by a Srishan, there would be a Churban by a Sheni. It was at that night, it was decreed that there would be a Spanish Inquisition, and Exeris Tachvetat, and a World War I, and a Holocaust. It all came about because Vayifka Valaylahu, and that night became a night of Bechias, and all the tzaras of Klai Yisrael throughout the millennia were all associated somehow with that night. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes to him, he says, because of what happened, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. Zach the pasuk, vayidaber Moshe asadvarim ha'ela el kol bnei Yisrael vayisablu ha'am ma'od. And the Yidden started mourning. They realized what they did wrong. Says the pasuk, this is in Parashat Shlach, psukim that are tucked away, sometimes get overlooked. Vayashkimu ba'vayker. The next morning, there were Yidden that woke up. Not all the Yidden, but some. Vayalu al Rosh ha'lemar. And they climbed the mountain, and they said the following: Hinenu va'olinu al amokin asha'am Hashem. We're going to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't care. Hashem said you can't go in. 40 years, we're going to remain in the Midbar. Everyone's going to, we don't care. We're not listening. We're going in Kichatanu. We realize we sinned, and we realize really we were supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael. And despite the fact that you're telling us that we can't go, we want to go in anyways. But Yerim Moshe. So Moshe said, Lomaza atem oivim espi Hashem. He loit tzach, you're making a mistake. It's not going to work. You're not going to be successful. Don't go against Hashem. I'm telling you. You were supposed to go in, but it didn't work out because of what you did. Do not go. Al talu. Ki ein Hashem bekir b'chem. Hashem not going to be with you. For loitinok fulufnei oivechem. You're going to have no way of defeating your enemy. Ki amaleki vaknani shom lifneichem. The Amalekim and the Knanim are there. You need miracles to be able to enter Eretz Yisrael, and you're not going to have the miracle. When the falta macharev, you see, you're all going to be slain. Gal kein shafta me'achre Hashem, v'lo yi Hashem imochen. Vayapilu la'lo yisrael roishahar. But the pasuk says they didn't care. Vayapilu. Rashi says, what does vayapilu mean? Miloshen choizek. They said, we don't care. We don't care. Some Oscar action. They said, we're going anyways. Va'roim bris Hashem. They had Moshe loy Moshe mekev, but the Aaron didn't go with them, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go with them. Says the pasuk, "Vayeru amaleki v'aknani ayoshe barahu." Now Amalekim and the Knanim came just as Moshe Rabbeinu had predicted. Vayakum vayaksum ad acharma, and he defeated them and he destroyed them. Rashi says, "Vayakum vayaksum maka achar maka." They got completely wiped out. And this is the story of the Mapilon. And this is the rest of the story. That right after Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidden, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael, there was a group of Yidden, they decided, we want to go in anyways, and Vayapilu Lalo Yisrael Rosh Nahar, and it's because of the word Vayapilu that they go down as the Mapilin Miloshen Chayzik, that they didn't listen to Moshe, and they felt that they're going to go in anyways, but unfortunately, Vayakum Vayaksum Makir HaMacha, it didn't end up well. And partially, when you read the parasha of the Mapilim, it sounds like these were Rishon Gemurim. Not only did they want Meraglim in the first place, not only did they cry when the Meraglim came back with this bad report, but now that Hashem said, don't go, all of a sudden, they do want to go. And that's Pasha the way you read the parasha of the Mapilim. But the Helig Yichsam Sofer in Parasha Shlach said, he said, that's not the Pshat. And it brings a riot from a Gemara in Perek HaZorik in Masech the Shabbos. He says that really the Mapilim were not Rishon. To the contrary. He said the Mapilim were Tzadikim. He says, what do you mean they were tzaddikim? Moshe Rabbeinu told them not to go. And they went in anyways. He said, because we have a Messiah that kol mashi yoyim lecha balabayis asei chutz mitzeh. That anything that the balabayis, as in the balabiru, as in the creator of the world, that tells a person to do, you have to listen to him. Chutz mitzeh. Unless he tells you, I'm not interested in you. If he shuts the door and he says, I want to have nothing to do with you, then you're not mechuyev to leave, listen to the balabayis. He said, when the Eibishter was telling the Yidden that I don't want you to go into Eretz Yisrael, I don't want you to go into Eretz Yisrael. This was the Balabayas telling the Yidden, say. And the rule is that kol mashi yoyim lecha Balabayas, I say, you have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch. Of course, Hashem tells you to do something, you have to do it. But chutz mi tzeh. And this was a bechina of tzeh. And he says it's for that reason the Mapilim were right for not listening. And says the Chassam Sofer, ad kidei kach, he says that even though they were punished, and even though vayakum vayaksum, maka achar maka, he says this was all of einish that they got in this world to be mechaper for the role that they played in the chet of the Meraglim, but ultimately they died b'tshuva. They died tzaddikim gemurim, says the Chassam Sofer. Because b'mokim shabali tshuvim oimdim, ein tzaddikim gemurim yicholim lamoy. And the Chassam Sofer says they understood that. That kol mashi yoyim alucha balabayis asei chutz mitzeh. The chidah in the Sefer Pesach Inayim, HaMesachtes Chagigo, Daf Yudala, Daf Tezvav, he talks about this idea as well. That there's an Indian of Kol Mashi Yoyim Elucha Balabayis HaSei Chutz Mitzeh, when it comes to Avodas Hashem. And the Chida says that this was the mistake. This was the mistake that Elisha Bar Avua made. We know the Gemara says that there were Arba Nichnasu Lepardes, Benazi Ben Zoyma, Elisha Bar Avua, and Rabbi Akiva. And the only one that was Nichnas B'Shalom V'Yatzi B'Shalom was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, he was Nichnas B'Shalom, and he was Yatzi B'Shalom. But everybody else was affected in some way. Elisha Bar Avua, the Gemara says, he went off the derech. He stopped keeping Torah mitzvahs. Elisha Bar Avua, who was one of the great Tanoim, he was one of the four that were nichnas l'paradis. Elisha Bar Avua, who was Rameir's Rebbe. Rameir, who was, there was no one in the whole generation, Erev and Yudgimel on the days like Rameir. But Elisha Bar Avua was the Rebbe of Rameir. But yet, he went into the paradis, and it didn't work out. And the Gemara tells the story why it didn't work out. Gemara says that they were in Shemayim, and he saw the Malach Matatas, one of the Malachim, he was sitting, and he was writing the Schusim of Klal Yisrael. And he wondered out loud. He says, what's going on over here? How could the Malach be sitting? I was taught in Kabbalah that there's no yeshiva in Bezdin Shamaylo. And here I see a Malach that's sitting. And then he uttered the fatal words. He said, could it be this two Rishuyas? Is it possible there's two Lamailas? Could that be what's going on? As soon as he said those words, a baskel came out and said, Shuvu banim shoyvavim chutz miyacher. All the shoyvavim, all the people that have gone away, they've strayed from Hashem, they could all do tshuva. Oh, but the only person that can't do tshuva is Achim. So Elisha Bar Avua heard that. He realized that this was serious, that because of that aver that he had done, there's going to be no way for him to do tshuva. He comes back down to this world and he starts doing avers. And the Gemara said he was Boyol, Zoyna, and Yom Kippur, and the whole Gemara. And they used to say, I don't say, you're Elisha Bar Avua. How are you doing this? He says, I'm an Achim. I'm a different person. And that's how his name became Acher. Shuvu banim shoyvavim Chutz mi'acher. This was the sort. Yet the Gemara Chagiga says that Rav Meir, who was Lishba Avuha's Rebbe, used to continue learning Torah from him. Now he used to learn Torah, he used to try to be Makar of him. Imagine, it's the Talmud being Makar of the Rebbe. He's saying, Rebbe, Chazor Boch. Dude, true, afraid the Chidah. He brings his Kasha from Kadmoinim. He says, what was Rav Meir thinking? How was Rav Meir trying to get Lishba Avuha to do tshuva? There was a baskel that said he can't do tshuva. Elisha Bar Avuha was gerecht. What, Rav Meir's going connected to baskel? See, you'll tell me, Torah Leva Shamayim. But how did Rav Meir have a right to go connected to baskel? So says the Chidah. You know why? Because Rav Meir understood this side. That kol mashi yoyim alecha balabayis asei chutz mitzei. And the baskel that said shuvu banim shayvavim was there to mislead Acha. It was there to make it look as if Acha had no choice. And there was going to be no way for Acha to do tshuva. But the emphasis is it's not like that. Because there's no such thing that a Yid can't do tshuva. There's no such mitzias in the whole world. Tasha if enesh adaka v'atoymo tshuva b'nei adam. A person can literally get to the point of daka. He can get to the point where it's all over. V'atoymo tshuva b'nei adam. A person's always allowed. And even if the balabayis, the evishta, the basko, this is a nevuah, says shuvu banim shayvah, it doesn't matter. Because kol mashi yoyim locha balabayis, I say chutz mitzeh. And Rav Meir understood this, and that's what Rav Meir kept on telling Achi. He said, don't listen to the baskel. Don't listen to it, because it's just misleading you. You're right. You fell to a point that now you're being misled to think that you're not really able to do tshuva. But really, really you're able to do tshuva. The truth is, we've spoken about this raid in the past. But the ein beis medrash b'loy chiddush nifla. And that is, Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik, and this is an Ois Mem Vav, he also talks about this idea of kol mashi yoyim alecha balabayis asei chutz mitzeh. And he says what the Chasam Sofer said, that was what the Mapilim did. The Mapilim understood that Moshe Rabbeinu says, oh, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem doesn't want you anymore. No, there's no such thing. We know that. There's no such thing that Eretz doesn't want us. Because it's all a trick. It's all a facade. Kol mashi yoyim alecha balabayis asei chutz mitzeh. And he says the Mapilim were tzaddikin for doing what they did. He says, if that's the case, why were they killed? So why were they killed? So he says, a dover nifla. Something unbelievable. He says, the Gemara says, in the end of Masech de Soita, the ikfas of the Meshicha, chutz b'yaska. That in ikfas of the Meshicha, there's going to be a tremendous amount of chutz. Everybody knows the Gemara, and everybody can relate to what the Gemara means. The ikfas of the Meshicha, chutz b'yaska. It said, Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, that in Pnimiyas HaTorah, you know what it means, the ikfas of the Meshicha, chutz b'yaska? He says, there's going to be a dar before Mashiach comes, that people are going to feel so low, they're going to feel so removed from their avodas Hashem, they're going to do averis that's going to make them feel so metuntum and so disconnected that they're going to think there's no way in the world I could do tshuva. I can't daven, I can't learn. I have no shaykhis. How in the world am I supposed to face my Creator and say Baruch Atah Hashem? Why would I sit and learn? What nachas ruach is Eibush possibly going to have from my Torah? I'm so meluchlich bechet. I'm in my proverbial shan mem tesel of tumah. And the Gemara foresaw this generation. Because this would be a dar b'ikfas in the Mashiach. And you know what the Gemara said? You know how this dar is going to merit Mashiach? You know what this dar is going to have to do? They're going to have chutzpah. They're going to have to be mapilin. They're going to have to turn to the Eitz Sahara and say, I understand what you're saying. And a cheshbin may be a gerech. Because I hear the baskel that says, shuvu banim shayvavim chutz mi'acher. Or I also know that Chazal said, kol mashi yoyim alecha balabayis asei chutz mi'se. And Rav Tzadik said, that's going to be the avoida of the doir achra. That's going to be the avoida of the ikfas of the Mashiach. That every yid, no matter all the voices that he has in his head, and no matter how rational they may be, and how gerecht they may be, but in this door, the ikfas of the Mashiach, there's an hanhog of chutz b'yaska. He says, the Mapilim understood the madrega of chutz b'yaska, but that wasn't the door for it. It wasn't yet the ikfas of the Mashiach. And in that door, they weren't successful. What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell the Mapilim? Lomaza atam oivim espi Hashem. He didn't say, you're a shoyim. That's not what he said. He said, you're not going to be successful. Said Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, all he told them was, you're not going to be successful. I'm telling you, going there, it's a suicide mission. He says, it's not going to work out. The Kananim are waiting. They're going to pounce on you. But they said, what do you mean? He said, it's correct. In Shura Sadin, you're 100% right. And save that thought for thousands of years from now. And there's going to be a door where that generation is going to take this chutzpah and they're going to fife on all the voices and all the noises that they hear when everybody's trying to tell them, and they will be matzliach. Oh, but now the hiloy sits. you're not going to have atzlacha. And that's all he taught. He never said you're wrong. He said, v'hiloy sitzlach. He said, it's not going to play out. But said Rav Tzadik, that in the dar before Mashiach is going to come, then the nesoyin is going to be that everyone's going to feel like they have their own proverbial, shuvu banim shayvavim chutz mi'achar. And the nesoyin, the way we're going to have to come about it, the way we're going to fight it, is by understanding that kol mashiyoy melucha balabayis asei chutz mitzei. It's going to be that chutzpah. It's going to be the chutzpah of be'ikvis of the Mashiach, chutzpah yaskar. And he says, v'asim lovi, it's not going to be no, it's going to be matzliach. And in fact, this midah of chutzpah v'ikvaz in the Mashiach, said Rav Tzadik, is ultimately what's going to usher in the geula b'mheira b'yameinu, amen. So just to go back to yesterday's daf and discuss two ha'aris. So in yesterday's daf, the Gemara discussed a braisa, part of which, by the way, is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Asara Dvarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Bein Ashmashas. And we add the whole list of those things. And then the Gemara brought another Braisa. Shiva Dvarim, there are seven things that were created Kaidim Shenivra Ha'olam, before Bria Ha'olam. Elohim. Toira, V'tshuva, V'ganeden, V'gehenim, V'kisei HaKovid, U'beis HaMikdash, U'shmoy Shal Mashiach. These are seven things that weren't just created, but they were created before Bereshis Bara Lekimes HaShemayim V'Saretz. These are Shiva Dvarim that were Nivru Kaidim Shenivra Oilam. The truth is that if you think about the list, some of them are very intuitive. The fact that Torah was created before the world was created. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Estakel by Raisa Ubara Alma, which of course is above our pay grade. But on the simplest level, what it means is that the world was created B'Shvil HaTorah and Ikrareshis, which means that just like an architect or a builder is going to commission an architect to draw a plan, to have a blueprint of what it is he wants to build. So if the world is here to facilitate the Torah, then obviously it's Stockholm by Raisa Ubaram. But the Torah on some level had to predate the Brias Olam. The fact that Gehenim and Ganeden predated Brias Olam, it's also something that we can intuitively understand. The world was created for the Torah. It was created for Yisrael Shenikurashis that would one day be Mekabel the Torah, that would now be subject to the mitzvahs and the averos. Schar v'oynish, you do mitzvahs, Gan Eden, you do averos, Gehenim. So Gan Eden and Gehenim is included to a degree in what was necessary, not just for the world, but it's from the Shiva Dvarim that were Nivru Kodim Shenivra Olam. Tshuva, we're going to talk about that in a moment. That's also, we can understand why tshuva would be necessary. Kodim shenivra oilam. Kisei HaKovid, that's very tzarech bir. Beis HaMikdash, I hear, also tzarech bir. And certainly, Shmosh HaMashiach is something that we really have to understand. Why was that so critical that this is something that was created? Kodim shenivra oilam. I saw that the Iyun Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, the Shvus Yaakov, the Chayk Yaakov, so the Iyun Yaakov, it's not on this Gemara, but it's on Mesechtes Nedarim Daf Lamites. So this Gemara appears in two places, Psachim Nun Dalet, and it's also in Nedarim Daf Lamites, and in the Iyun Yaakov's Pirish on the Iyun Yaakov and Mesechtes Nedarim, so he, on this Chazal, he says as follows. He said that the Mishnah says in the beginning, in the second parak of Mesechtes Chagiga, that it's awesome for a person to darshan, ein darshan, malafanim or malachar. Right, you're not allowed to darshan what happened before Brias Ha'olam. So he says that he thinks that this Chazal of Shiva Dvarim Nivru Kodim Shenivra Ha'olam, being that we're dealing with what happened before Brias Ha'olam, and Chazal already said, you're not letting darshan what happened Kodim Shenivra Ha'olam. So he says he's walking away from this Chazal, he's not going to darshan anything. Now, Pashup Shat in Ein Darshan, what happened before Brias Ha'olam is obvious. We can't talk about it. Ein Darshan. But it's obvious what the Chazal means. But Iyun Yaakov said that Lamaisa were disgusting Kodim Shenivra Ha'olam, and Chazal said Ein Darshan about Kodim Shenivra Ha'olam, and as a result, it's not something that he's going to talk about. But if you look in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, the Sfarim talk a lot about this Chazal. So just two ha'oris as it relates to number one, Shmosh al Mashiach, and number two, Tshuva. The Mabit, in his classic work, Beis Alekim, the Mabit was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef and the Arizal. He was part of that Chavraya Kedisha. So it is Mabit, in his Shari Yesoidis, Perik Nun Beis, he discusses the idea that Shmosh al Mashiach was something that was created Kodim Brias Olam. But he focuses specifically on Shmosh al Mashiach. He says the fact that Mashiach would be one of the seven things that were created Kodim Shenivra Olam, he says that I hear. Mashiach's very important, and it's in the list of seven things that was so important that they had to be there before Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim Es HaAretz. But what does it mean, Shmoy Shal Mashiach? Says the Mabit. V'chein roimis inyan Shmoy Shal Mashiach. Ki Shmoy, the name of Mashiach, mipinu loy mosh v'lo yomosh, is something that Yidden never stopped talking about, and it's something that Yidden are never going to stop talking about. Ki b'chol dor v'dor mitzapim b'yosoy. Because every single generation has been waiting for Mashiach. U'bechol yoin, and we believe that any day Mashiach can come in b'koy lai sishmo, as long as we're going to listen. V'gamim yismameya, anu mechakim loy b'chol zman. Says the Mabit, u'bezeh betochen. With this betochen, this faith that Yidden have in the coming of Mashiach, anachnu oivrim tsar v'tzoros agolius v'ashibudim ahoyven aleinu. It was that gave us the koyach. It gave the Yidden the koyach to make it through the golus. It's the betochen in Mashiach. It's the fact that we say ani mamim b'muna shalema b'bias haMashiach, and that we talk about Mashiach. V'zui akavono. He said that's the tifkeit. Mashe eskima machsheves chachmasi yisbarach koydim b'rias oilam livroi shmoy shal Mashiach. You know why David they created Shmoy Shal Mashiach? Because David understood, without Shmoy Shal Mashiach, without the name of Mashiach, without talking about Mashiach, can't have a world. Because there's going to be a Golus, and when there's going to be a Golus, it's going to be Tzoris, and it's going to be not Shayach, and it's going to be very, very difficult to survive. But you know what tool the Yidden are going to have to be able to survive? It's going to be Shmoy Shal Mashiach. Mashiach's going to come at the end of days. Mashiach comes after, not before. But it's Shmoy Shal Mashiach that we need right now. Mashiach's going to come whenever Mashiach's going to come. But the point is that the idea of Mashiach, the concept of Mashiach, just that musig, the betochen that the Yid has, that he knows at any moment, u'bechol yoyim and b'koy lay nishma, v'gamim yisma me'anu mechakim lay b'chol zman. I'm skipping. Nimtzok yishmoy hoyolonu koydim b'yosay. The name of Mashiach is what helped us be oisenu boitchim sheniskel eroisay. K'moy sheniskel v'zeu inyan b'riya shamay. That's the idea of b'riya shamay. Because the name of Mashiach, number one, helped us through the galus. It continues to help us through the galus. And the name of Mashiach is ultimately what's going to bring the Geula. So it's not Mashiach that was created. Mashiach could be created later. Mashiach didn't come yet. Mashiach will come whenever he comes. We don't need Mashiach now. You know, we need Mashiach now. We want Mashiach now, right? But the point is that we need to talk about Mashiach now. That's the point. And that's the yesod of Shmoy Shal Mashiach. Because without talking about Mashiach, you're not going to have Mashiach. Without talking about Mashiach, Klal Yisrael can have the betoch and not going to be able to make it through the goals. And that's the oimik, said the Mabit. That's the tifkai of Shmoy Shal Mashiach. That's the first R. Short. We'll get back to it. The second R is the Gemara mentioned tshuva. So this is an idea, obviously, that comes up a lot. We talk about it a lot. But the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, I saw recently a Dover Nifla. And this is something that's related to what we're talking about right now. It's something that's related to Masechtas Pesachim. It's something that's related to Haggadah Shel Pesach. It's something that's related to the basic emuna of being a Yid. We know that there's so many mitzvahs that we have that are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tefillin, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kriyashma, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a theme that literally is the most overarching idea that we have in Torah and mitzvahs is you make kiddush, it's Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yontiv, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everything is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is it so important? We know the Rabban in the end of Parshas Bo. We spoke about it not so long ago, earlier in the Masechta, that Yetzias Mitzrayim was the event of Amuna, and when we remember and internalize Yetzias Mitzrayim, it gives us the Amuna that we need in order to serve Hashem. So Pasha, Yetzias Mitzrayim is so critical for our Avodas Hashem because we rely on it for Amuna. That's where we get Amuna from. So therefore, we always have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, L'man tizkor es yoyim tzeitzchem eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha, every single day. L'rabbis aleilois, l'mois ha-mashiach. But it's something that we always have to have. Reb Tzadik HaKoyen, in his pre-tzadik, in Parshas Vaschanon, it's ois hei, says a dover nifla. He says, I'm going to tell you a different shot in why, and a pnimius ha-toyra, of why it's so important to remember Mitzrayim. He says, the reason is because it's impossible for a yid not to fall. Ki ein tzadik va'aretz, asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. And he says, you know what happens when a yid falls? He feels very distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he feels distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can come to a place of yish, where he feels, I'm no shaychis, you know, maybe in the next Gilgal. But obviously, this is not working out exactly the way it had been mapped out for me, and What am I supposed to do? And you start feeling like your tefillah is not worth anything, and your Torah is not worth anything, and your chesed is not worth anything, and you start having very, very negative thoughts, and it can distance a person even farther and farther away from Hashem. But said Reb Tzadok HaKohen, the emes is, it's not true. Because it doesn't matter how far a person falls. At the end of the day, he has a mitzvah, he has an ability to do tshuva. And it's true, to do tshuva is not easy. The Rambam and Hilchas Tshuva, you go through it, you can learn the Rambam and Hilchas Tshuva like you learn the Rambam and Hilchas Malva V'Loiva, like you learn the Rambam and Hilchas Chometz to Matzah. But at the same time, that's just to clean up your entire balance sheet. And that's just to cross the T's and dot the I's. But to do tshuva, and to be a new person, for a person to put himself in a matziv, where he understands that every mitzvah that I do is going to matter, and to turn your life around, that's something you can do instantly. Like Rabbeinu Yoina says in his Yisrael, that tshuva, a person can wake up in the morning and he can decide, I'm a new person, he can literally take his pass, hit delete, and he can start all over again. That's a power that every single yid has. And says Rav Tzadik, you know how we know a yid can do that? No matter how low he fell, he can creep himself out in a second. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because when the Yidden were Mitzrayim, they were in the Memtesh Shari Tumah. They were so low that when they came to the Yam Suf, the Chazal say that the Sarish Yam said, I don't know, to me, why are they drowning and they're somehow meriting a miracle? There was no distinction. Sarish couldn't make any sense of it. He said, it doesn't make any sense. The Yidden had fallen to the point where they were literally behaving like the people of the lowest civilization of the world at the time. Yet, in a second, the Eibusha took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, and in 49 days, he marched them to Har Sinai, where they were literally able to stand at the foot of the mountain. And they were zeicha to unbelievable miracles and unbelievable levels of Nevuah. They went from the Shar Memtes all the way to the level of Nevuah. Where did that happen? By Yitzias Mitzrayim. So says Rav Tzadik, you see from Yitzias Mitzrayim that no matter how low a yid falls, he's able to creep himself back. So says Rav Tzadik, that's why we have a mitzvah every single day of L'man Tizkor. You have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. You know why it's so critical to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim? You know what you have to remember? You have to remember, yid has to remind himself every single day. It's Rav Tzadik talking. Every single day, yid has to remind himself that it doesn't matter how low he falls, it doesn't matter what his matzav is, it doesn't matter what the situation is. He always has the ability to pick himself up and he can reach all the levels of Kedusha. Where did we see that? We saw that by Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why it's so important to remember again and again and again Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we have so many mitzvahs, says Rav Tzadik. It's all to remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Pasha of Pshat, he says, is the Ramban in Parshas Boy. He quotes the Ramban. There's no question that's the Pasha of the Pshat. But he says at the same time, if you want to understand it slightly, I'll pick up all. You want to understand it a little bit on the level of Pnimiyas HaTorah, it's because the Yid has to constantly remind himself that it doesn't matter where he is right now in Ruchnias. In 1 second, he can creep himself out. And what's Exhibit A for that? It's Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's why a Yid has to constantly remind himself of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Dvarim niflam ad l'mo'od b'inyan ha'tshuva. So it's interesting. This piece is in Parshas Sfas Chanon. It's Ois He. A few Oisias earlier, in Ois Gimel, we mentioned this once fleetingly. Rav Tzadok Osen talks about tshuva. And he says something fascinating. He says the Moshe Rabbeinu we know reached the Shar Memtes of Kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu reached the Shar Memtes of Bina. But he couldn't reach the Shar Nun. There was a little bit, a tiny, tiny little bit that Moshe Rabbeinu was missing. So said Rav Tzadok, why? What's Pshat? Moshe Rabbeinu is the epitome of Shleimus. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was Shleimus, why was it that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to reach the Shar Nun? So Rav Tzadok says a Dover Nifla, V'ruin Advarim L'mishamram. He says the reason is because the Shar Nun is for Balei Tshuva. Chazal say, "B'makom shebal yichuvim oimdim ein tzadikin gemurim yicholim lamoid." Moshe Rabbeinu was a tzadik gomer, and he was able to reach the highest level, the highest madrega of kedusha that a tzadik gomer is able to reach. However, there's a shar that even the tzadik gomer can't reach. That's miyuchad for someone that's higher than the. Who's higher than the tzadik gomer? Bal tshuva is higher than the tzadik gomer. That's b'makom shebal yichuvim oimdim, and that shar nun is miyuchad for who? It's dafka. The context, incidentally, the Rav Tzadok says this, and it's in the beginning of Parshas Vaschanu. Vaschanu al Hashem be'isa hilemer, and Moshe Rabbeinu davened, and his tefillahs weren't answered. And says Rav Tzadok, the reason Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillahs weren't answered, right? 515 tefillahs, k'minyan vaschanu to try to enter Eretz Yisrael, and l'maisa Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. So he says, how's it possible? 515 tefillahs he wasn't answered. So he says it's a Chazal. Chazal say that the Eibishter created Shari Tfilo, right? The Shari Tfilo. And the Shari Tfilo, sometimes they're open and sometimes they're closed. And the Shari Tfilo could be closed even for Moshe Rabbeinu. Even for someone that's like Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shari Tfilo are closed. So it's a beautiful shtickle, Ayin Shom. But Toich Tvar and Pri Tzadik says Rab Tzadik that had Moshe Rabbeinu had the Koyach of Baal Tshuva, his tefillos would have been answered. Because the sharim of tshuva are always open. And out the sharim of tshuva, he would have been allowed in. And that's the context over there. But that's what he says. Moshe Rabbeinu's v'aschanin el Hashem v'esahi lemer wasn't answered in the affirmative. And the reason is because he was a tzadik gomer. But the tzadik gomer is only the sharim emtes. It's not the sharim nun. He throws in a shtickle kabbalah. It's tvarim the flum. It's a pre tzadik. That's ois gimel. The second one we mentioned was oisei. So I was just thinking just one hergish. And that is, it's interesting that this chazal of Shiva Dvarim Nivru Koidim Shenivroil doesn't really all connect, but it's me Inyan Le'inyan Ba'is Le'inyan. This chazal of Shiva Dvarim Shenivru Koidim Shenivro, actually Nivro Oilam, is also mentioned in Pirkei D'Rabbi Eliezer. Not only is it mentioned in Pirkei D'Rabbi Eliezer, but it's Pirkei D'Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Shlishi. That's towards the beginning of Pirkei D'Rabbi Eliezer. We went through Perek Rishon and Perek Sheni Be'iyun, by Daf Beis, by the Siyumim, v'chulu. We've gone through it many times. This is Perek Shlishi. Listen to how Perek Shlishi starts. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus Pasach. So after we learned the story of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus Pasach, he began and he said, "Mi yamalu gvuras Hashem, u'mi yashmiya kol tehilasoi. V'chi yesh odem ba'olam shu yachal amalu gvuras shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oi lashmiya kol tehilasoi, afilu malachi asharis eini yuchaylam lesapra, elam miksas gvuraisov. V'yesh lanu lidroish, v'masha aso, v'chul." Either way, said Rabbi Eliezer, "Mi yamalu gvuras Hashem, yashmiya kol tehilasoi." I'm going to start from the beginning. And you know what the beginning of being a Malik versus Hashem of Rabbi Eliezer was? Bereshis Baralikim Es Hashemayim V'Zaretz? No. Shiva Dvarim Nivru Achnoi Nivru Oilam V'Elohim Toiro V'Gehenim V'Ganedin V'Kisei Akavid U'Beis HaMikdosh U'Tshuva U'Shvoi Shal Mashiach. So when I learned this Perkut Rabbi Eliezer, my first heritage was Tshuva. Oh, it's Gevaldis Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, the segue is first of all, it's beautiful. But Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, 28 years old, he didn't even know Kriya Shema. Miu Kol Chachmi Yisrael B'Kaf Maznayim. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Hurkanus on the other side, he's Machir everybody. Because Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol has the Koyach of Tshuva. He didn't learn Torah for 28 years. And now all of a sudden he's a Chayzer B'Tshuva. And look at, he understood that Tshuva is not just an idea, but it's one of the principles that was Nivra, Koydim Shenivra Olam. But then I had a Machshav Shnia. It hit me. There's a Psikta in Parash Paro. It's also a Medrash Rabbah in Parash Chukas. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, Shama Koilish Shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shal Oisik BeParishas Paraduma. Moshe Rabbeinu heard Koilish Shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and he was Oisik BeParishas Paraduma. VaOimer, and he said like this: Halacha B'Shem Amr. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Eglo Bash Nasa Upara Bash. He was staying over the halachas of Paraduma, and he said over Torah from Rabbi Eliezer. I'm at Lefanu Rabbeinu Shalom. So Moshe Rabbeinu heard this. So he turns to the Eibush and he says, "Yehi Ratzayin Sheyetsa Mechalatzay." A tefila of Moshe Rabbeinu that Rabbi Eliezer should be one of my Amalei. He told Chayecha Sheyetsa Mechalatzecha Shenemar V'Shemo Echad Eliezer. This is obviously a medrash plia, but at the same time a medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu hears Rabbi Eliezer. And Moshe Rabbeinu says he wrote so he yetsa mechalatzai. He wants that Rabbi Eliezer should come. He should be one of his descendants. There's one other Tana that I can recall right now where you find a similar idea. The Gemara Masechtas Menachos. B'shalom Moshe Lamarim. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim. Menachos Tav Chav Tes Amid Beis. Matzil Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Kosher Ksaram Ba'Oisias. He saw that the Eibushner was sitting down and he was putting crowns on top of the letters of the Torah. Amal Lefan of Ribbonu Shel Mima Akiv Ayotcha. Why are you doing this? Amal Oisias. He told him Adam Echad Yeshu Asad Liyos Besoyv Kamedayos. Vakiva Ben Yosef Shemay She Asad Lidrei Shal Kol Kutz VeKutz Tilin Tilin Shal Alachas. Because there's going to be someone whose name is Akiva Ben Yosef, and one day he's going to darshan Alachas. There's going to be Torah that's going to be knocking on this. I'm the phone. Really, I want to see him. And then we have the whole story. Says the Gemara, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Akiva, Amar Lefanu Rabbeinu Shalom, Oyla, Rabbeinu Shalom, Yesh Lecha Adam Kozeh, Yes, Amar Lefanu Akiva Ben Yosef, Vat the Nois and Torah Al Yodai. Why are you giving the Torah by me? Amar Leishtoik, Kach Ola Lefanu Ben Machshava. And then he said, I want to see what his schar is going to be. Saw him being tortured by the Romans. Zu Torah Vezu Schar, Shtoik, Kach Ola Lefanu Ben Machshava. Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu heard Torah from Rabbi Eliezer, and he was so nisragish, he was so taken aback from the Torah of Rabbi Eliezer, he wrote some sheyetzim mechalotzai. It was like, as a kin of Seferim. He wants Rabbi Eliezer. I want Rabbi Eliezer. I need Rabbi Eliezer. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, he heard about Rabbi Akiva, so why are you giving Torah through me? Rabbi Akiva is bigger than me. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, two Tanoim, that Moshe Rabbeinu, again, we can't say this because we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, these are Midrashim that we don't really understand. These are all above our pay grade. But Moshe Rabbeinu hears Rabbi Eliezer, he's like, wow. He wrote in Shein Tzimichal, Rabbi Akiva, again, the same reaction. Wow, Rabbi Akiva, why are you giving the Torah through me? Give the Torah through Rabbi Akiva. What Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva have over Moshe Rabbeinu? Why would Moshe Rabbeinu have been the spall for Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? You know what they had? They had the Koich of Tshuva. Rabbi Eliezer was 28 years old. He didn't know Krishma yet. And he became the great Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkinus. Rabbi Akiva was 40 years old. Rabbi Akiva wasn't just an Amma Oritz when he was 40. We just learned the Gemara together. Rabbi Akiva said, one of the Ami Ha'aretz that were choshen and shlichas domim. The Torah that we spoke out when we learned Pesachim, Daf Mem Tes on the days. Not just an Ami Ha'aretz, it's a deeper understanding of where Rabbi Akiva came from and where Rabbi Akiva ended. It's unbelievable. Kshayisi Amoritz, he started like that and then he ended up. But the point is that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva had something. They had the Midah of Tshuva. They had the Sharnun. Moshe Rabbeinu, with all his greatness. But he was only able to reach the Shar Memtes. He was only able to reach the Shar Memtes. What didn't he have? He didn't have the Madrega of Tshuva. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu hears Rabbi Eliezer, he says, oh, halavai, yirotzen sheyetze mechalotzai. That's when he hears Rabbi Akiva, he says, why give it to Torah through me? Give it to Rabbi, what do you mean? You're Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, yeah, it's true. But Moshe Rabbeinu was limited. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had the Madrega of a Tzad Gomer. And as great a Madrega as a Tzad Gomer has, but he's limited. And he's limited by virtue of the fact that he can only get up to the maximum of what a Tzad Gomer can get up to, and that's the Shar Memtes. Oh, but the Shar Nun, that's Miyuchid, that's a place that only a Baal Tshuva can stand. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkinus, the greatest Tana of all time, Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva, they had a Shaychus to that Shar. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a Shaychus to that Shar. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was the spyless over who? Of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Agad, and Rabbi Akiva. Just to put it all together, we mentioned two Rav Tzadiks. Rav Tzadik HaKoyen in his Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik. And this is in Ois Kuf Yud Aleph. So he talks about Mashiach, specifically Ikvas of the Mashiach. So he says, Be'ikvas of the Mashiach, Mashiach is going to come in a generation where people are very, very, they're low and they're shaku and chet. And they're really not behaving the way they're supposed to behave. However, the Eibush is going to come, and when that dor does tshuva, that's when Mashiach's gonna come. He said, the pasuk says, V'shafta ad Hashem alekecha v'shamata b'koyloi. Two psukim later, im yin nidachacha b'kteh Hashemai misham yikabetzcha u'misham yikochecha. Said Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, im yin nidachacha b'kteh Hashemayim, when the Yidin are gonna be nidachacha b'kteh Hashemayim, they're gonna be so far removed. Nidachacha means you're removed. You're gonna be so far from the Eivish that it's gonna be literally b'kteh Hashemayim. That generation, when it's gonna have a hira tshuva of V'shafta ad Hashem alekecha, so that generation is gonna be able to bring Mashiach. And he says, Dvarim the flub, that's the Tifkat of Mashiach ben David. David is Hekim Ula Shal Tshuva, Kiyodua, but that's the Tifkat of Mashiach coming. He says, that's what Chazal meant when they said, Ein Bein David Ba, Ela Bedar Shekule Zakai, Oi. The Darshan Kulei Chayiv. What does it mean? The worst generation ever? No, because the Darshan Kulei Chayiv is actually in a unique position to be able to do tshuva and to be able to turn it around. So just one punchline, and we're going to end with this, is we learned the Gemara on Daf Nun, just bringing it all together. We learned the Gemara on Daf Nun. The Gemara said that Rav Shulman Levi had a son who was chalash, out of body experience, and he saw things on the other side, and he came back and his father asked him, what did you see? So he told him, Olam Hafachro, you see. I saw a Fakir Develt. You know what I saw? I saw Yoinim Lamata, Tetachtoinim Lamailo, said Rav Tzadik HaKoyen. What's the Pnimius HaTorah of that line? I saw El Yoinim Lamata, Tetachtoinim Lamailo. He says, we know there's something called Yeridus HaDoiris. Uba'oimam Azeh HaDoiris Holchim Umiskatnim. There's the Yeridus HaDoiris. That's true. Every generation gets schwacher and schwacher. Then the Sioinis and the Mount of Yidden that are removed from the Eibishta and Rachman Alibabai in that world. We've never been farther away from Hashem. It's Pashad. Think back to the in Rishonim Kimalachim, Anu Kibnei Adam, right? The Yurida is fantastic. But at the same time, said Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, you know what that means? That means that the later generations have a unique ability to bring Mashiach. And the reason is because they could do tshuva, and being that they're so shvach, because of the Yurida and the Dar, their tshuva is going to trigger such an aliyah that the manifestation of b'makom shabal yitzuvim oim the meim tzadik and gemurim chayim lamay is going to be gevald. So said Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, yeah, we always think of generations in terms of Yerida Sadiris. Right, we look at our daughter, we say, ah, what a terrible, ah, we bemoan the generation, we have this problem, we have that problem. Said Rav Tzadik, that's looking at the glass half empty. Really, you're supposed to look at the glass half full. If we live in such a shvach ador, you know what that means? This is the door of Ikfis in the Mashiach. This is the door that can bring Mashiach. Because Mashiach's gonna come in Yin Nidachacha B'Kseh Hashemayim. And there's never been a generation where it's been more true that in Yin Nidachacha B'Kseh Hashemayim. So if this generation is so removed, it's so B'Kseh Hashemayim, you know what that means? That means this is precisely the door that has a koyach of tshuva that will be Marash Olamis into the Shar Nun that it's gonna bring Mashiach. Said Rabbi Tzadik, that's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's son saw. He said, Olam Hafich Ro Yisi. You know what I saw in that door? El Yoidim Lamata V'Tachtoy Lamamayla. I saw on the other side that the Tachtoinen, the Shvacher Adoris, the generations of Yeridus Adoris, are Lamayla. These generations are more Koiches than the previous generations. The El Yoidim Alamata. At the end of the day, they didn't have the same Nisyonis that we have. And as a result, they don't have the same Koyach. It's Davka the Tachtoinen that have such ridiculous Nisyonis. It's the Tachtoinen that are Lamayla. So that's the Pnimius. The Pnimius was that Ein Ben David Ba, Ela Badarsha Kulei Chayev, a door that's Kulei Chayev, that's so vulnerable, that is so overwhelmed by temptation. It's Davka this generation. But either way, just to bring together the Gemara and Dachmem Tesam Abeis with Rabbi Akiva, Kshisi Amoritz, Amarti Mitli Tamachochim Anashchenu Kechamar, the Gemara Daf Nun Amid Aleph, the Gemara of Olam Hafech Ro'isi El Yoyna Lamata V'Tachteinu Lamaylo, the Gemara Daf Nun Dalet Amid Aleph, Shiva Dvarim that were created before Briyas Olam, Shmoysa Mashiach, and Tshuva, just a little bit of raid as it relates to some of the Divrei Agada that we learned this week. One of the themes of today's Daf is Rav Meir. Where did Rav Meir come into the Daf? Because the Mishnah discussed the halacha regarding a Mavoi and said that Rabbi Kiva had a Talmud who had previously learned by Rabbi Yishmael. And this Talmud told Rabbi Akiva something that he heard from Rabbi Yishmael. And the Gemara said, Am Rabbi Yishmael ben Levi, that any time you find that formulation in Shas, that Rabbi Akiva has a Talmud who was previously a Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael, and he's saying over something to Rabbi Akiva that he heard Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, you know what that Talmud is? That Talmud is Rameir. And from there, the Gemara got into who Rameir was, and the Gemara gave Rameir an unbelievable hesped. Amr Rav Achab Rav Chanina. Goloi v'yodua lefnei misha amar v'hoya ha'olam she'ein b'doyrei shal Rameir k'moysa. There was no one in the generation of Rameir that was k'moysa. If that's the case, umipnei ma'loi kavu alocha k'moysa, because he was too great. Sh'leyachul chaveir of lamed al-soif dat. Usually if you hear that the Allah is not like somebody, you would think that the reason the Allah is not like him is because he wasn't stark enough. It was just the opposite. Rameir was too good. He's above our pay grade. On this world, we're not in the Madrega where you can understand Rameir, maybe Umal Aretz Deya, but right now we're lacking. We are so far behind Rameir that we're not able to properly understand Rameir. And even though Rameir was the greatest of his generation, the halacha is not like him. Shelo yachlu chaveirov lamoid al soif daita. And the reason is because his chaveirim couldn't be oimed al soif daita. I saw in the Chassam Sofer a dover nifla. Now this Chassam Sofer is in one of his hespedim. It's in the hesped that he gave on his shver Rav Kiva Eger. So we mentioned the chelik of this hesped not so long ago, in the end of Masechta Shabbos, Shabbos Taf Kuf Nun Gimel, we mentioned that Rav Kiva Eger wrote in his tzava that he didn't want any hespedim. And even though he wrote in his tzava that he didn't want any hespedim, his edim, the Chassam Sofer, was maspidim. And the reason he was maspidim was based on a toisviz in Masechta Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol was nifter, so Rabbi Akiva started scratching his body, v'hayodomav shoises, a toisviz, a kasha, how are you allowed to do that? It's a positive in the Torah. It's literally a voice I say in the Torah. You're not allowed to do that. If somebody hears that somebody dies, you're not allowed to start cutting yourself. The pagans used to do that. That's not something you're allowed to do. And Tosfos says that Rabbi Akiva knew that that's not something he's allowed to do. But you're only not allowed to do that if you're doing it because you're distraught about a person that died. Rabbi Akiva was mourning Rabbi Eliezer, but he would never mourn them in that way. Torah says you're not allowed to do it. The reason Rabbi Akiva acted the way he did, because he wasn't only mourning Rabbi Eliezer, he was also mourning the Torah of Rabbi Eliezer that was lost from the world when Rabbi Eliezer passed away. And on the Torah, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to go ahead and do that. On the Mensch, Rabbi Eliezer would have been aser, but on the Torah, not. So the Chassam Sofer said, "L'madeti midivrei Tosfos davar gadol," that every time a gadol ador passed, passes away. There's two dinim in the hesped. You're being maspid, you're being misabel on the tzaddik, the person, the mensch, but you're also being misabel on the Torah. So the Chassam Sofer said that even though my shver, Mori V'chami said that I shouldn't be maspid him, but afal pikin, I'm going to be maspid him. Because I'm not being maspid, Reb Tivager. On that, he had a right, he was a balabas to be Moichel HaKvodeh, but I'm not being maspid, Reb Tivager. I'm being maspid as Torah. On his Torah, he's not a balabas. On his Torah, that's something I'm allowed to do. We mentioned that the Noideb Yehuda did the same thing when the Pnei Yeshua was Nifter, and we spoke about Reb Elazar Fleckless, who was the Rav in Prague after the Patira of the Noideb Yehuda, did the same thing when his friend Reb Fischel, Reb Leib Fischelis was Nifter. I bought him a tikkun, but this was Ray that we spoke about, feels like a long time ago. Actually, not so long ago, at the very, very end of Masechta Shabbos. But Toich Dvarav, if you go through the Hesped, you go through the Hesped that the Chassam Sofer gave Reb Kiveg, and we've spoken out bits and pieces of this. It's kedai to go through it. Ha'foichba, va'foichba de kulaba. So one of the things that the Chassam Sofer said, b'derech agav, kedarke ba'koidesh, is that the Pasuk says in the end of Parshas Vayechi, so this is in the Birchas Yaakov. So Yaakov Avinu comes to Yosef, ben poiros Yosef, ben poiros ale yoyin, bonois tsoada, so this is some of the more cryptic psukim in the Torah. This is the pasuk that's describing Yosef HaTzadik. Says the Chassam Sofer that he was mekabel from the Sfarim HaKdoshim that the words Avir Yaakov, if you mumble, if you re-jumble the words, it actually spells Rabbi Akiva. Aver Yaakov, just plot the letters down, is Rabbi Akiva. Incidentally, Chassam Sofer says it's very significant. You know why it's significant? Because it's Akiva with an aleph, not with a hey. We know that there's a big shaila in halacha, how you spell Akiva. Is Akiva supposed to be spelled ayin kuf yud vav vez aleph, or is it ayin kuf yud vez hey? The Ur Zeruah famously had a dream where in the dream they told him, Ur Zeruah Latzadik, Uli Yishrei Leif Simcha, Zeruah Latzadik, Uli Yishrei Leif Simcha, Soifei Tevis Akiva. And he was so excited with this dream because it meant that the way you're supposed to spell Akiva is with a hey, is not with an aleph. So he got very, very excited. But Chassam Sofer says that Avri Yaakov, he was Mekabel from the Sfar Maktois, was referring to Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva. And there's no hey in Avri Yaakov. It's an aleph. Which means that the way you're supposed to spell Rabbi Akiva is not with a hey, the way you're supposed to spell it with an aleph. Incidentally, the Yamshel Shloim, The Marshal brings this in Masechtas Gittin. In Shemus HaGittin, he says, you spell Akiva with an aleph. Now you know you spell it with an aleph because the Sforim HaKdoshim say, the Chachmei HaSoid say that Avri Yaakov is Rosh HaTevis Akiva. But either way, Avri Yaakov is Oisias Akiva. Zokta Chassam Sofer, that Avri Yaakov is Akiva. What are the next words? Misham Roya Evin Yisrael. Misham Roya Evin Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis Meir. Misham Roya Evin Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis Meir. Rabbi Akiva is the Yisoid of Torah Shebaal Peh. Rabbi Akiva had many Talmidim. He had 24,000 Talmidim, and they all died between Pesach and Atzeres, like Ba'omer, Misas Askira. After they died, Rabbi Akiva went to the Darim, and he started all over again. And he had 5 Talmidim, and they were all big Talmidim. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yehuda. But says the Chassam Sofer, you want to know who was the greatest of all those 5 Talmidim? It was Rav Meir. And you know what you see was Rav Meir? Misham Roya Eben Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis Meir. Mem, Resh, Aleph, Yud, it's Meir. Aver Yaakov is Rabbi Akiva. Misham Roya Eben Yisrael. Misham Roya Eben Yisrael is Rav Meir. The Chassam Sofer adds a beautiful Haysafa. He says that the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Basra, Dav Kuf Mem Hei Amid Beis, it's Divrei Agada. The Pasuk says, Masiya Avonim Yeyotze Behem. If somebody has to carry stones are very heavy. So if they carry stones, Yeyotze Behem, you're going to be unga. Says the Gemara, it's referring to the Balei Mishnah. Learning Mishnayos can be challenging sometimes. You know why? Because you have kashas. You don't really know the terutzim. You don't know the ibayulah, who's the ibayusim, is all the chakir, is all the rain. You're learning Mishnayos. So when you're learning Mishnayos, it could be hard. But says the Chassam Sofer, what do you see from here? Evan is Mishnah. Aver Yaakov is Rabbi Akiva. Misham Roya Evan Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis Meir Evan, because we know Stan Mishno was Rav Meir, Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. And it's all Marumas in this pasuk. Avri Yaakov is Rabbi Akiva. Misham Roya Evan Yisrael was Meir. Evan Daika, we're referring to Mishno, because Stan Mishno is Rav Meir, Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. The Iker Talmud of Rabbi Akiva The Ikra Talmud of Rabbi Akiva was Rav Meir. I found the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. This is in the Kovetz Tshuvas. There's a Tshuvas Chassam Sofer where he's speaking out the same ray. And listen to what he says. Toich Dvarov, V'lihiyois Pe'er Talmidoi. So Rabbi Akiva, Rav Meir. Pe'er Talmidoi. So from all the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva is something everyone always talks about. The whole Svira, like Ba'im is Talmidim Rabbi. 24,000, another 5, he didn't give up. He went from the north, down south. He started all over again. Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichai, Rabbi Yosin Mukayimai, Rabbi Yehuda, from all the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Who is Pe'er Talmidoi? L'shoyne Yazov Shalach Sam Sofer. Pe'er Talmidoi is Rabbi Akiva. And it's rumors in this Pasuk. Alpida Mikubalim, Avri Yaakov is Rabbi Akiva, Mishon Roya Eben Yisrael. Is Rosh Hashanah Rav Meir. And the truth is, you learn this, it's Rav Meir. I mean, I hear, but I guess. But why Rav Meir? Rav Meir Balanes, he's a Pushka Rav Meir. Elokod Rav Meir Aneini. Where's Rav Meir? He's buried in Tveria. Where? Stam Mishnah, I hear. Stam Mishnah, that's true. Rav Meir became Pe'er Talmidash Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's the Kulon Alibid Rabbi Akiva. Had Rav Meir become. It's this Gemara. It's Erevinu Gimel Amud Beis. It's the Gemara that we just learned. Golu v'yadu alifnei misha amar b'hoyo ha'olam she'ein b'doyresh al rameir kamoisa. Checkmate. It's a one-liner right here in Erevinu Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. You know, Rav Tzadik HaKoyin in Tzidkes HaTzadik, this is interesting. It's in Siv Koton Nun Zayin. He discusses Yichus. Specifically when it comes to a shidduch, you know, how important is it for a person to look for Yichus? So he says that don't think that tzaddikim and chashuvim necessarily come from the people that have the greatest yichus. In fact, he says, the whole yisoid of Torah Shabbal Peh, the whole yisoid of Torah Shabbal Peh came from who? It came from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, we know, was from Geirim. Rabbi Akiva, in the Gemara, in Masechtas Brachas, Daf Chav Ches, wasn't ever even in contention to become the Nasi. After the whole story with Rabbi Gamliel, the Yavna, and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harei Anikavem Shimon Shana, Rabbi Tarfin, what happened to Rabbi Eliezer, right, that whole Gemara over there. So Rabbi Akiva says, well, why Rabbi Akiva? Oh, he was from Geirim. And being that he was a Ben Geirim, he didn't have the Yichus to be able to become Nasi. True, he couldn't become Nasi. Rabbi Akiva wasn't the Nasi. But the whole Yisrael of Torah Shabbat Peh came from the Geirim. Says Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyin and Tzidkes HaTzadik, not just that, who is Rabbi Akiva's Ikar Talmud? Who is the one that he gave over to the most? It was Rav Meir. Because Stam Mish is Rav Meir. All the Stams were Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. Stam Sifra, yeah, that's nice. Stam Sifri, that's nice to have on your bio. Stam Seder Oilam, Stam Bryce, Stam Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah is the Evan. It's the cornerstone. That's what it's called, Evan. It's the cornerstone of Yiddishkeit, of Torah Shabbat Peh. And who's Stam Mish? It's Rav Meir. So it says, Rav Tzadik HaKoyin, you want to know if Torah can come from someone that doesn't have Yichus? The Yisoid of Torah Shabbal Peh came from Rav Meir, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was a Ben Geirim, and Rav Meir, who was Rav Meir? He was also Ben Geirim. How do you know Rav Meir was a Ben Geirim? It's a Gemara, Masechtas Gittin, Kamsa Bar Kamsa. The Gemara tells the story that when Nero Caesar, went to destroy Yerushalayim, so he met a child, he said, Psykli Psukech, and he basically told him that you're going to be successful, but Hashem's going to take revenge from you. He says, you know what, if that's the case, I'm not interested. Zok Gemar, Nafak V'Yigayir, and he went, and he was Megayir, V'Yotza Mineh, who came from him? Rav Meir came from him. So Rav Meir was also a Ben Geirim. So you have Rav Meir, who was a Ben Geirim, who was a Talmud, Rabbi Akiva was a Ben Geirim, and that's where the whole Torah Shabbat Peh came. The Svarim HaKadoshim bring from the Arizal, that the Arizal said that we know that Esav HaRasha, the Pasuk says, Kitzayid B'Piv. So the Arizal said, what does it mean, Kitzayid B'Piv? That even though the Torah Shabiksav didn't come from Esav, but the Torah Shabal Peh came from Esav. Because Rabbi Akiva was a Ben Geirim, he came from Esav. And Rav Meir, who Stam Mishnah, was also a Ben Geirim, he came from Niroi, who was Rome, who was Esav. He also came from Esav. Esav was Zoicha Kitzayid B'Piv, that the Torah Shabal Peh, the Torah Shabbat Peh came from Esav. Fascinating. But you know, it's interesting. We're talking about Rav Meir and Rav Meir's greatness. This is a chiddush. Erev and Yogimel is a contribution just simply in understanding the greatness of Rav Meir. I think it gives us a different appreciation of who Rav Meir was. Goli v'yadul of Neimisha Amavaya Oilam She'im B'dayrish Rav Meir V'kulan Alirvad Rav Yekiva. All the Talmud Rav Yekiva we always talk about, it comes down to who's the Pe'er Zok Tachsam Soif of Rav Yekiva. The Pe'er is Rav Meir. Kitzayid B'fiv is referring to Rav Meir. Teresh Ma'pez Rav Meir. Teresh Ma'pez Rav Yekiva. You know, if you think about Rav Meir's life, I mean, just really go through it in a very shitchiest way. Rav Meir had a very, very difficult life. We know Rav Meir lost two children during his lifetime. Rav Meir was the one that said, Hashem Nasan, Hashem Lokach. That's in the Medrash in Eishes Chayil. Hashem Nasan, Hashem Lokach. Rashi brings in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that Rav Meir's wife, Beruria, she killed herself. Chonka is Atzma, the famous Rashi, that she was Nichshol with one of Rav Meir's Talmidim, Noshim Daitin Kalois. The Chonka is Atzma. Rav Meir Shver was Rav Chanina ben Tradion, who was one of the Asar Rugei Malchus, who was brutally murdered publicly. Rav Meir's Rebbe, so we discussed Rav Meir's Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel in today's daf, and Rav Meir's Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva in today's daf. Rav Meir had an even more famous Rebbe, Elisha bar Avuha, that was Acher, who Rachmanu Litzlan. Rav Meir had a lot of problems, a lot of tzaras with his Rebbe, Rav Meir. Rav Meir didn't have it so easy. He came from a mishpach of Gerim. Even when he started learning, he couldn't understand Rabbi Akiva's shir, right? He was struggling. He had to go to Rabbi Shmuel, and then he went back to Rabbi Akiva, but he vaxtois to be the great Rav Meir. This is consistent with something that we seem to be coming back to again and again. You see, all the great ones, they all overcame adversity. They didn't necessarily have it so easy, but they were able to overcome different challenges that they had. Whether it was Rabbi Eliezer, who started learning when he's 28, or Rabbi Akiva, who started learning when he was 40, or Rav Meir, who had many, many nisyonos in life, but at the same time, Rav Meir goes down as literally, it's Aver Yaakov Misham Roya Evan Yisrael, it's Rabbi Akiva, Rav Meir, it's Kitzai Befib, it's referring to Rabbi Akiva and Rav Meir. They're the two that are the Bnei Gerim. That's the way. So we have a Gemara, a whole Amid Gemara that discusses Kotche Oivdei Kechavim. So, a few Ha'aras. Number one. So, one of the things that the Mishnah mentioned doesn't apply to Kotche Oivdei Kechavim is HaSheichtan B'chutz Pater. I saw that Rabbi Shul and David, Halevi, Salzang Gazan, in his Shiurim asked a Kasha on the Torah's Koyanim in Parashas Achrimos. The Torah's Koyanim is discussing the halachas of Shchutei Chutz. And the Parashah of Shchutei Chutz, which is in Parashas Achrimos, begins, Vayidabra Hashem al-Moshe le'mer dabra l'hanroi v'al-bono v'al-kol b'nei Yisrael v'yomarta le'em zeh hadova ashatziva Hashem le'mer. Ish ish mi beis Yisrael ashi yishchat shoyroi kesef o'yiz b'machane. If a Yid is going to go and he's going to take a shor kesef o'yiz, he's going to take an animal. That's hektish. And he's going to shecht it outside of the Azorah. Shchutei Chutz says the Torah of Nichrusa is going to be chayiv koros. And then there's another parasha that says the same thing, not regarding shchita, but regarding halah, haktorah. And the Gemara says it doesn't mean dafka haktorah, it means rika. There's a whole list of avoiders that if a person would do with hektish, bachutz, what does bachutz mean? Outside of the makam hamikdash, outside of the Azorah, the halach is he would be chayiv koros. Says the Torah's Kohenim, B'nei Yisrael chayovin mishum hashem. The Teres Koyanim darshins from the word B'nei Yisrael, ish ish mi beis Yisrael, that it's only B'nei Yisrael that are chayiv in the parasha of Chutz, but Oivdei Kechavim are not chayiv in Chutz. And Reb David asked, that what was the Havamina? Why do you need a posik, a drasha, a Teres Koyanim, a brisa to tell me that Goyim don't have the parasha of Chutz? Why would you think that the Goyim should have a parasha of Chutz? Of course the Goyim don't have a parasha of Chutz. The Torah was given Li Yisrael, so why would there be a Havamina? Our sugya, said Rav David, I understand. Our sugya is discussing where a guy was makdish something, so right now it's chal hektish. So yesh lachkar. If a yid would go and take that kachim and he would shecht it bachutz, would he be chayiv or would he not be chayiv? That's something that makes perfect sense. But as it relates to this halacha right here, where the guy is the one that shechted bachutz, why would there even be a Havamina that a guy that shechts bachutz should be chayiv? So Rav David has a very lumdisha mahalach beyond the scope of what we do, two dinim, as you would expect, in kotshei oivdei kechavim, but they ain't kamakon. I was thinking maybe to shtaltzu a meshachachma, which is really three meshachachmas, and that is that the Sefri says on the pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. So the pasuk says, Hishomer lecha pentala oiloi secha b'chol makay mashatir. Sefri says that if a Yid has to be careful, and he can't just bring karbonis wherever he wants to bring karbonis. It's this same theme, this idea of chutz, that once upon a time there was a heter bonus, but once Yidin came to Eretz Yisrael, once there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a parish of shchutei chutz, and Allah's chutz. So you went from being able to bring a carbon in your backyard to it being one of the worst things you could possibly do. If a Yid goes and he brings a carbon b'chutz, he's chayiv koros. Says the Sefri, Hishomer lecha b'loisaseh. Pentala oiloi secho
This iser is only true if it's a place that you yourself are going to identify that you want to go ahead and bring a carbon. It's going to be b'chol mokem ha'shetira. Avo, what would be if a Navi would come and a Navi would say that it's okay to go bring this carbon machotz? In that case, being that it's not mokem ha'shetira, it's not a place that you decided to bring a carbon, but rather you're acting al pi das teira, you're doing it because a Navi told you to do it. In that case, you're not going to be over the iser. Avo mala ato b'chol mokem sheyoyim elochah Novi, Kiderich Shehel Eliyol Baharakarmel. And there was a Maisa Shahid, there's precedence for that. Eliyol Baharakarmel, they brought Karbonis. Harakarmel, supposed to bring Karbonis on the Harabayas. Not in Harakarmel, it was Halas Chutz. But the reason it was okay is because it wasn't B'chol Mokem HaShetireh. It wasn't a place that the Yidden themselves decided to do it. They were doing it Al Pi Ha'iras Novi. And being that it's Al Pi Ha'iras Novi, it's learned that from B'chol Mokem HaShetireh, Avol Maila Ato B'chol Mokem Shiyem Lecha Novi, Kiderich Shehel Eliyol Baharakarmel. And the Brisker Rav in the Ksavim, and the Ritziv right here in his Pirish on the Sefri, and Rav Meir Simcha in a classic Meshachach and Parshas Re, they all ask the same kasha. You need a pasuk to tell me that Eliyahu HaRekamim was okay? The Gemara says in Masech Tzivam Estav Tzadik, it's learned out from a pasuk, Elov Tishmam. You have to listen to what a Navi tells you. Even if a Navi tells you to be over al echod mi divrei Torah, it doesn't matter, you still listen to him. By Rosh Hashanah, it's okay to listen to a Navi, even if he tells you to be mevatel davim in HaTorah. It's a fake. The Achroinim, the Gedoyli Achroinim, why do you need a Sifri, a special limud, to tell me that when it comes to Allah's Chutz, Aliyah Barakarma was okay, because it says that he shamalacha petaloi lisecha b'chol mokem ha'shetireh. You found, you decided some frivolous idea that Zaranga fell in a nine cup, that you want to bring it, that's when it's us. Oh, but if you're doing it, al pi ha'iras Navi, kelyo barakarmel, then it's okay. I need a pasuk for that? I know Elof Tishmam, the same Elof Tishmam that says that if a Navi would tell you to be Mechal Shabbos or to eat Neveilus Betrefus, as long as it's Bahira Shah, it's something that would be okay. So Lechura, based on that, you should think that this should be okay as well. Says Rameh Simcha Adavar Nifla. He says that if you look in the Pesukim, in the Parashas Achrimais, when the Torah tells you the halacha of Shchutei Chutz, the Torah gives us a reason for it. The Torah doesn't usually reveal to us the Tam Mitzvah, but over here the Torah does. The Torah says, you know why it's so important to be careful when it comes to the idea of chutz? The reason is it's a harchaka. The whole concept of shchutei chutz is a harchaka. It's a harchaka so that people shouldn't shech the goats. Who are these goats? So if you look at Targum Unkelus, Targum says, the seirim were the shedim. So the people that used to worship the devil, the Shadim, said they believed that the goat was the living embodiment of a Shin Dalit, and that's why they used to use as their symbol of their deity, it was a goat. And that's what the Torah is saying. Don't shecht kachem bachutz, because you know what's going to happen? You're going to start traveling down a very slippery slope. You're going to start off by shechting kachem bachutz, and the next thing you know, you're going to be shechting avodah zarah. So the issur of shchutei chutz is a harchaka. It's a harchaka for what? It's a harchaka for avodah zarah. It says Rameh Simcha Gevaldik. We know the Gemara says that Elof Tishmam, you have to listen to anything a Navi tells you to do. Everything with one exception. What's the exception? Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is an exception to the rule. It doesn't matter who tells you to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. You're never allowed to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. There's no mitzvah veil of Tishma. So says Rameh Simcha, being that Shchutei Chutz is related to Avodah Zarah, it's a harchok, it's a shmir of Avodah Zarah. So Sol Gadai Techamina, I would have thought that just like you don't listen to a Navi when it comes to Avodah Zarah, the mitzvah veil of Tishman doesn't apply, so maybe there's no mitzvah veil of Tishman when it comes to Shchutei Chutz either. Kamash Malonit Asifri. That's why you have a special drosha b'chol mokem ha'shetireh that what happened by Yoh HaRakamah was okay. Don't make that mistake. Don't think that it's related to the halacha of Avodah Zarah. There'd be good mokem to think it. Kamash Malon, that's something that's going to be okay. Just two related meshachachmas, classic meshachachmas that I think are worth shtelling too. Number one, Mei Simcha says in Parshas Shoftim, I think, he says that why is it that Avodah Zarah is different? That means if a Navi would come and tell you to eat Nevelos and Trefis, you listen to the Navi. But if the Navi tells you to be Ovid Avodah Zarah by Rasha, you don't listen. What's the difference? My chazis. What's the difference? Says Rameh Simcha, very simple. Says the reason if a Navi would tell you to eat Nevelos and Trefis, you listen, is because how did the Yidden know you're not eat Nevelos and Trefis? They heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu. So in other words, it's Moshe's word against the Navi's word. But there's a concept that you heard from the Navi not to do it. Now you're hearing from a Navi, who's Becheskas Navi, obviously. He has to be Iska Halten as a Navi. But once we establish that he's a Navi, he's telling you, yeah, to do it. So there's an idea that the words of this Navi can, Behira Asha, temporarily override what we heard from the Navi with the Hey Ayudia, Moshe Rabbeinu. But as it relates to Avi the Zara, Anoichi Velo Yelachami, Piak Vurashananim, to Sezer Meir Simcha, that's not the Navi's word against Moshe Rabbeinu. Now already it's Mipi Agvura, that is no Eitza. There's no way I feel by Rasha to be able to override that idea. May Simcha says something else fascinating. This is in Parashas Achrimois. He says that we know that when the Yidden, before the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they weren't allowed to eat Basar Taiva. What's Basar Taiva? I mean, you couldn't have a steak dinner. So once they entered Eretz Yisrael, then it was okay for them to eat Basar Taiva. But before they entered Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't okay for them to eat. It's a machlokes in the Gemara, but they weren't allowed to eat Basar Taiva until they entered Eretz Yisrael. What's the reason? So Rav Meir Simcha, this is classic. It says Rav Meir Simcha, I'm going to explain the reason to you based on a Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin discusses a very mysterious pasuk in Sefer Ezra. The pasuk says that Ezra brought. In the times of Ezra, the Yidden were mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkah, asher lo yasu mimois b'Yeshua Benun. And it was a very big chiddush, because it was something that they hadn't done from the times of Yeshua Benun. Listen to the pasuk. It's actually Nechemya Perikhes, right? Nechemya is part two of Ezra. Vayasu kol hakol hashovim min hashevi sukkos, vayeshvu basukkos, ki lo yasu mimei Yeshua Benun kein b'nei Yisrael ad hayom hazeh. Vati simcha gedoyla me'od. Fake the Gemara. Whoa. Really? They didn't? No one sang a sukkah? From Yeshua Ben Nun, you know how many years that was? What, 500, 1,000 years later? 800-900 years later? Up until Ezra, nobody sat in a sukkah. How is that even possible? Says the Gemara, I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. What they did in the times of Ezra was not a sin in a sukkah. They were always sitting in sukkahs. They protected the Yidden, did the Chachamim in the times of Ezra, the same way a sukkah protects the Yidden from the sun. What did they do? They davened, they were mevat the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah. And being that they were mevat the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah, now the Yidden were protected because the Achilles heel of Klal Yisrael was no longer a factor. And as a result, they were suddenly protected, like the Sukkah. What does it mean? Ashley Yasim Yoyes Yeshua Benon says the Gemara, there was a taina on every single leader in Klal Yisrael dating back to Yeshua Benon. Why didn't they do the same thing? Why did we need a Churban Beis Hamikdash and a Golus Bavel and an Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle in Ezra to be Machzor HaTorah LeYoshna to go now and dive into Mivavati Yitzhar Vavayda Zor? Why didn't Yeshua Benon do it? Why didn't David HaMelech do it? Why didn't Shlomo HaMelech do it? So there was a taina on every single leader in Klal Yisrael going back to Yeshua Benon. Frank, the Gemara, the obvious question, why are you only going back to Yeshua Benon? Why are we going back to Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Gemara, there's no time on Moshe. You know why? Because Moshe didn't have schus of Eretz Yisrael. Moshe was never in Eretz Yisrael. And being that Moshe wasn't ever in Eretz Yisrael, he didn't have the ability. His tefillah would have never had the potency. It would have never had the koyach to go ahead and be mevatel the Yitzhar v'Yitzhar. It's dafka from Yeshua Benon forward. He had the koyach tefillah of schus of Eretz Yisrael. He maybe could have piled, and therefore there was a taina why he didn't. Why didn't he at least try? But on Moshe Rabbeinu there's no taina, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a chutzlai. I mean, on Moshe Rabbeinu was a chutzlai, we always speak out from Rav Tzadik HaKoyim. Rav Tzadik says that the first brach in Berachas HaMazon is B'lashin Nistar. Hazone sa'olam kulay betuvay b'chein b'chein. Hu noisin lechav l'chobazar ki l'olam chazdoy. And then the second brach is Noidel Lecha Hashem Elokeinu al shen chalta. Now already you're talking straight to Hashem. The first brach is B'lashin Nistar. The second bracha is B'loshin Noichach. Tzadik HaKoyim says in Tzidkas HaTzadik, because who was Mechaber the first bracha? Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a Gemara Masechtas Brachas. Moshe Rabbeinu, when the man fell, he was Mesakin Birchas Hazan. Moshe Rabbeinu never kept Eretz Yisrael. He was in Chutz Laaretz. In Chutz Laaretz, it says Rav Tzadik HaKoyim, you can't talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'loshin Noichach. You don't have that koyach. It was Dafka, Yeshua Benon, who came into Eretz Yisrael. He already, his tefillah was Alshen Chalta Lavi Seinu. Mamish Dvarim the farm. Rav Tzadik HaKoyim says, that's why you find Hashem told Moshe, you can't look at me. Kilo Yurani Adam V'chai. Says Rav Tzadik, and every single year, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, would go up to Eretz Yisrael, Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeira Kol Schorcha, Kederich Shabal Lirois, Kach Bali Rois. Says Rav Tzadik, it's unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't look at a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kilo Yirani Yadim V'chai. But even the Pasha Yid, Even the Pasha the Yid was able to go up and be over Rago. Yeirah calls Chorcha. He says, yeah, that's the Koich of Eretz Yisrael. So Yeshua Ben Nun had Schusid Eretz Yisrael. There was a time on Yeshua Ben Nun. Says Rameir Simcha, Yuvahalik. He says, when the Yidden were in Chutz La'aretz, when they were still in the Midbar, they had to have major protections against the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. You know why? Because there was nothing they could have done to overcome the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. So there was a halacha of Shchutei Chutz, v'lo Yizbuch Oides Evcheim L'Seirim, and there was another halacha. You know what the other halacha was? You can't even eat Basa Taiva. You can't even buy a grill, put it on your back porch, and make a barbecue. Because you're going to come to Avodah Zarah. That's how far the Harchaka was. Even Basa Taiva. But once you didn't enter Eretz Yisrael, then they already had a trick. You know what the eighth option was? They could always exercise that option, which says, go daven, be mevach li Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah, and you'll be done with the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. Being that there was a way out, there was a way out of the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. What was the way out? Tefillah. Now, there was a time that the Manhikim didn't do it. But theoretically, in a perfect world, when they were set up the system, there was a way out of it, so they didn't need such a stark Harchaka. That's why, at that point, Basa Taiva was already going to be okay. It was Davka Shchutei Chutz that was going to be awesome. Classic Meshachacha. But either way, so what comes out, what emerges from all this raid, is a Davan Naira. And that is that Shchutei Chutz is very closely related to Avodah Zarah. The Torah says, and that's why Rameir Simcha says that there would have been a Havamina that if a Navi would tell you, like Eliyahu bar HaKarmel, go bring Karbanos Bachutz, there's no Eilof Tishmon. Because that maybe is like Avodah Zarah. We don't have that mitzvah. Fiza, maybe that's shot in Teres Kayanim. Teres Kayanim brings a limud in the parish of Shchut Echutz to tell me that Bnei Yisrael are muzar and Shchut Echutz, but Oiv Dekechavim are muzar and Shchut Echutz. And Reb David in Shir asked, why would you think that a goy should be muzar and Shchut Echutz? Teres is very simple, because a goy has Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and one of the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach is Avodah Zarah. So if a goy has Avodah Zarah, so maybe the goy also needs their chaka. Maybe he also has the Yizbuchu Oides of Chaim Lesirim Asherim Zoyna Macher. Tamash Malan, that even though you would have thought that maybe it's included in Avodah Zarah, it's not included in Avodah Zarah, and therefore he's going to be excluded. Either way, we'll save the second artist. So there's so many different angles that we can attack today's daf with, but I think the theme, or one of the themes, of the beginning of Masechtas Pesachim was the mitzvah to be Oile Rego. Today's daf ends with the mitzvah to be Oile Rego. So let's continue along the theme of the mitzvah to be Oile Rego. Number one. The Gemara said, "Amar Rab Ami, kol adam sheyesh leikarka, oyla lerega. V'she'ein leikarka, ein oyla lerega." If you notice in your Gemara, by Rav Ami's halacha, there's no little letter of the aleph base. There's no aleph, there's no base, there's no gimel, which means that this halacha is not brought down anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. It means the Rambam doesn't bring it in his Yad Chazaka. And the truth is, this is an often quoted Gemara, but at the same time, it's not something that's brought down the halacha. And the question is why? There's a tshuva from the Noi de Yehuda, we're not going to talk about this today, but there's a tshuva from the Noi de Yehuda where the Shoyl, Rabbi Shaya Berlin, also known as Rabbi Shaya Pick, the Baal Masoreis HaShas, asked this question to the Noi de Yehuda, and the Noi de Yehuda said a long teretz that's based on Pshat Tov in today's daf. So it's kedai to see it inside if you have time, but the Noi de Yehuda gave an answer based on today's Pshat, and this tshuva of the Noi de Yehuda is actually brought down excerpts of it in the Tzlach, right here on this Gemara. He begins, "Kidir Rav Ami, Dom Rav Ami, Shein Lo Karka, Ein Oilu Regel." Zok the Tzlach, "Sholani Kfoy Da Goy Mareinu Arab Rabbi Shai Berlin Bi Breslo." Lama Lei Hevi Aramim Hach Milsa Rav Ami Kiven Shein Choy Lagol. But either way, this is not something that's brought down in Halacha. So it's very, very possible that with all the raid and the Machshava that ties in to Mibnei Ma, why is that Kol Adam Sheyesh LeKarka Oilu Regel Shein LeKarka Ein Oilu Regel? It's all nice in Rav Ami's world, but as it relates to Halacha Lamais, Rambam doesn't bring it. As it relates to Halacha Lamais, it's something that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring. But as it relates to the idea of the mitzvah to be Oilu Regel, Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, in his Sidkas HaTzadik, this is Ois Reish Mem Zayin, says something amazing. He says, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Eibishta, he said, Hareini na kvoidecha. He wanted to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu told him, I'm sorry, it's not possible. Ki lo yirani adam v'chai. It's not possible to see me. A human being can't see the Eivishta. Because if a human being is going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to have to die. And Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not time. You still have a mission and a shlichus to do. Ki lo yirani adam v'chai. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm sorry, it's not possible for you to be able to see me. So Rav Tzadik HaKoyen says that the Pasuk says that when the Yidden used to be Oile Regel, it says, Shalosh pa'amim ba'shono yeirah kol schorchas p'nei ha'adon. The Yidden used to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'derech shebol lirois kach bol lirois.
Chazal say, Gemara in the beginning of Masechta Sanhedrin, that when Yid was Oyle Regal, he would see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe more importantly, he would be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he felt the fact that he was seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ksiv is yira, to see. But the kri is yeroeh, to be seen. And they're both true. Kederach Shabalir is kach bali rois. Gemara learns halachas from it. But a person, when he was Oyle Regal, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So said Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Kiloirani Adam, you can't see me." Yet the Torah says clearly, again and again and again, that a Yid used to go to be Oyle Regal to see a Kodesh Baruch. How's it possible? If Kiloirani Adam, so how could the pasuk say Shalish Pama Mashana Yeroe? How could you see a Kodesh Baruch? So Rav Tzadik HaKoyen said that Moshe Rabbeinu never went into Eretz Yisrael. He lived in Chutz Laaretz. Chutz Laaretz is a makom of hest upon him. And because you're doyme kemisha ein lo yalika, you're living in a world of astaras panim in chutz laaretz kilo yirani hadam. He said, but when the yid went into Eretz Yisrael, afilu the posh of the yid, he had the ability to be oyle regel, and he was able lirois. He was able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The difference is that Moshe Rabbeinu, with all the madregas, the Shar Mem Tes, but Moshe Rabbeinu was in Chutz Laaretz. A Yid in Eretz Yisrael, in a way, can come to a scarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, more than Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu was in Chutz Laaretz. And then he says, Shamati. And when Rav Tzadik HaKoyen says Shamati, the Velt says, he's referring to what he was mekabel from his Rebbe, the Ishbitza. So he said he heard from the Ishbitza, said Shamati, that if you look in Birchas Ham, if you look in benching, Birchas HaMazon, so the first bracha, Birchas HaMazon, is Baruch Atah Hashem Alekeinu Melech Olam. Hazman es ha'olam kuloi betuvai, bechein bechesed uverachamim. The whole bracha is Belosha Nistar. Hazan. Right, you're not talking directly to Hashem. Hashem is Hazon es ha'olam kulay betuvay uvetuvay agadol tamad laychasa lanu v'al yechsa lanu bavrishmay agadol ki hu kelzon umefarnis lakal umeitiv lakal umeichem lakal. You're not talking straight. You're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a declaration. It's a bracha where you're acknowledging all the hatava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. Next bracha, noida lecha. Hashem alikenu, al shen chalta, lava yisenu, eretz chem de teiru chavav, al shoytzi sonu, right, al teiroscho shalim adotonu, al chukecho shaydatonu. The next bracha, rachim Hashem alikenu, al yisrael amecho, al yisrael amecho. You're talking again directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nal tatzrichenu, you're talking straight. The first bracha is b'loshen nista, after that it's all b'loshen noichach. So the Ishbitza said, you know why? Because the Gemara says in Masach this brachas, who is Masach in the first bracha of benching? Moshe Rabbeinu. Who was Masach in the second bracha benching? That was already Yeshua ben Nun, David, right? It was already in the first bracha benching was instituted in Chutz Laaretz. It was in the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu never went into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was never in Eretz Yisrael. He couldn't talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'loshen noichach. So it was Hazon Esayulam kula b'tuvay. Uvetuvay agadol tamaloi chasalanu ki hu kelzanu v'farnas. Yeshua ben Nun entered Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua ben Nun was kipnei alavana. Moshe Rabbeinu was kipnei achama. Yeshua ben Nun was not in the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. But at the same time, he entered Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you have a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there you could already say, Noida lecha Hashem Alekeinu, Al Shin Chalta Lavisenu, Eretz Chem Torecha. But either way, this is what the Rav Tzadik HaKoyen says in Tzidkas HaTzadik Ois Reish Mem Zayin, that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Chilo Yerani Ha'odom V'chai. Yet every single Yud, Shalosh Pama Mashoni, has the ability to go to Eretz Yisrael, to go to Yerushalayim, to be Oyle Regal, and the Pasuk says clearly, Shalosh Pama Mashoni, Yerol Kos Chorcha, is Pnei Ha'odom Hashem. The Ara is something that I heard yesterday from Rav Menachem Zupnik at Tzvi's Kiddush. So he spoke Barab and he said over something very nice, and I just want to be marchiv on that for a minute. So we're learning a whole Amid Gemara where the Gemara talks about the Midas Ha'anava. So usually when you think of sugyas that deal with Gaiv and Anava, so the first Amid that should come to mind is Soita Dafe. The Gemara talks about Richos, about all the different Ein Aniva Hu Yechaylon Lodav and Madurecha, and then Gaiva. You let it have a little bit of Gaiva, Shmina Sheva Shminas, right? The Kotzke used to say, you know, Hait Mekenesh Azoy Git Mestin. But you know, the Shmina Sheva Shminas, you let it have it. But you know, we get off sometimes with the measurements. But Olay Minava, like Miktsasa, right? All the Gemaras that talk about Gaiva, the Gaiva sugyas aren't Soita Dafe. The Anivas Sukis are Chul and Dabbetas. But either way, so we're talking about different Madregas, the Madrega of Noichi of Ve'efer, the Madrega of Va'anachnu Ma, but at the same time, you know, the Kotzke Rebbe used to say that every Yid has to have two pockets. In one pocket, he has to have the Memra of Noichi of Ve'efer, and the other one, he has to remember Bishvili Nivra'ilam. So the truth is that even though we're talking about a person having the sense that I'm a nothing, v'anachnu ma v'anoichi ofa ve'efer gadol mashenever v'moishav v'harin yoisim mashenever Avraham Avinu. It's a little bit of a dangerous mindset, because the truth is that a person can't become an anav to the point where he loses his self-confidence, that he starts to think that he's really worthless. To the contrary, a person has to acknowledge who he is and the potential that he has, and he has to remember that although he should act with humility, but at the same time, in a deep place, he has to have a sense of b'shvili nivra olam, and he can accomplish whatever he sets his mind out to accomplish. So yesterday was Parshas Kisisa. We spoke about the machzis hashakel. Rabbi Zupnik said over that everyone knows that when the Yidden were counted, they had to contribute a machzis hashakel. You're not supposed to count Jews. So what did we do? Everyone gave a machzis hashakel. The kash is, why machzis hashakel? Why not a complete shekel? So that's the Alshech, and others say as well that the Yesod is that it's coming to teach a person that he's only a machzis, that don't think that you're a full, complete item on your own. No, you're only a machzis. Klai Yisrael, together as a nation, that's what we have a chashivos. And this is the lesson. The lesson is that every single person is a fraction. You're only one piece of the puzzle. Every person is a machzis. No person is a complete entity on for its own. So he said that if you think about it, that's a great lesson for the yosher, right? The Torah says ha'asher lo yarba. So for the asher, ha'asher lo yarba, you know, you would think, what do you mean? The chashayni yid, I'm a gvir. Oh, so lo yarba, you're only a machzis. It's very nice you have money, but you're a machzis. As a result, ha'asher lo yarba. What about the dal? I mean, the dal wakes up in the morning, he doesn't think he's more than a machzis. So where's the lesson? What's the tiefkeit of that vart that's said over and over and over again? That the reason it's a machzis hashakel is to remind you that all you represent is a machzis. Is what we tell you is don't give more than a half. That's good for the usher who would have thought that maybe I'm more. He wants to be marba. I want to give a whole shekel. So we tell him, lo yarba. What about the dal? The dal is fakert. It's a dal lo yamit. The dal wants to give less. So where does that lesson play itself out? So he said, Gavaldi, you know what the lesson to the Dal is? Is that you're also a machzis. Because the Dal might think that maybe I'm not even a machzis. What am I? That's the point. The point is, the usher we tell, you're not more than a machzis. Ha'asher lo yarba. And the Dal we tell, you're not less than a machzis. You're a machzis. Says the Rambam says that when the Dal gives his machzis shekel, he can't give it in installments, right? He can't give a quarter of a shekel, then he'll give another few agurot. No. Exactly. You have to give it in one shot. That's why you have to do it. What we have to give it in one shot, because we're telling him, you're the same machzis as the old. We're all machzis. Ha'asher lo yarba, the message is v'anochi ofa ve'efer. You're not more than a machzis. But for the dal, you know what his machzis is? His machzis is the b'shvili nivra olam, that don't think that you're less than that. Ha'asher lo yarba. But at the same time, you have to remember, hadal lo yamit. You're a tzaddik ha'koyin. In his Tzidkas HaTzadik, it's Ois Kuf Nun Dalet, says a Dover Nifli, says, Kishem Shetzorach Adam Lahamid B'Hashem Yizbarach. Listen to this. Just like a person has to believe in Hashem. I mean, that's the most fundamental, basic mitzvah in the Torah. You have to believe in Hashem. And without that, you can't get started, right? So Kishem, this is like a Kishem. Kishem Shetzorach Adam Lahamid B'Hashem Yizbarach, Kach Tzorach Achar Kach Lahamid B'Atzmoy. There's a chayvasa amuna that a person has to believe in himself as well. What does that mean? Ratzoloi ma sheyesh l'Hashem yisbarach esek imoy v'she'enenu poyel batol she'ben laila etc. ukechaisi sode. He's not a poyel batol. He's not a chayo she'la'acham yisosam nevdu ve'enam. Rach tzorach l'hamin ki nafsho mimakorach chayim yisbarach shmoy v'Hashem yisbarach misaneg u'mishtashay abo kisha'oisis ritzoynoi. And he has to acknowledge and he has to realize that any time he does the ratzon Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tremendous timing from what it is he's doing. V'zeu pirish, says Rav Tzadik HaKoyim. He says, that's what the pasuk means, Vayaminu Bashem uvemoisha avdoi. What does that mean? Pirish, what does it mean, Moisha avdoi? So he says, we know that the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama was made up of all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. Moshe was Shakul Keneged, Shishim Riboy, the 600,000 Jews, and every single Yid's neshama had a nitzutz of it that was in Moshe Rabbeinu. So you know what the pasuk says? Vayaminu b'Hashem uva Moshe Avdai. First it was Vayaminu b'Hashem. That's number one. Kishem shetzarech adam l'hamid b'Hashem yisbarach. But after that, they also believed in Moshe. What it means is they believed in themselves. Haminu shehashem yisbarach chafetz bohem. That was the second thing they believed. They believed that they had value. They believed that they had chashivos. And that's the vayaminu b'Hashem uva Moshe Avdai. Not they believed in Moshe. They believed in themselves. That all the neshah, every single yid, they realized that there's no yid in the world that wasn't put on this world for a tachlis. And every single yid has an ability to contribute in a certain way, and every single yid is chayiv to say b'shvili nivroilam. Everybody, it doesn't matter who you are. So you could be the seemingly elyoinim, or you could be from the seemingly tachtoinim. At the end of the day, every single person, the point is that we're learning the sugi over here, of Avram Avinu said, v'noichi of v'efer, and Moshe Naharan said, v'nachnu man. There's an idea of lemi rubchem, ki amahates, but that's all true. But at the same time, it shouldn't come at the expense of a person starting to feel like he's taka of v'efer, he's taka v'nachnu man. There's an idea of v'ashe lo yarba, but at the same time, there's also an idea of v'adah lo yimamet. You have to balance and realize, b'shvili nivra oilam, v'yaminu b'ashem u'v'moisha avdo, a person has to kishem. It's amazing. Kishem shetzorech. Just like a person has to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too, he has to believe on himself and on Torah tomorrow. Just but before we end, just to end with one ha'ara, and that is, so we're discussing over here the oifos tmeim. As mentioned, the oifos tahirim and tmeim, the simonim that make up a kosher bird and a non-kosher bird, are not mentioned in the Torah. So whereas by the behemoth, the Torah singles out exactly what the simonim are of a kosher animal and a non-kosher animal. When it comes to the bird, the Torah doesn't mention anything about what makes up a kosher bird and a non-kosher bird. What the Torah does do is the Torah mentions 20, 21, which is really 24 non-kosher birds. As it relates to everything else, it's a little confusing what exactly we're supposed to take away from the sugya, Rashi, Tosfos, as we mentioned in the introduction, Ayin B'Rishonim and the Achronim. But the Pashta seems to be that as long as an oif has one of the four kosher simanim, Einoi Doires, Kurkavanoi Niflach, has an Etzbiyaseir or a Zefek, that would be enough for it to be kosher. And the reason is because the paradigm of the non-kosher bird is the Nesher. It's the first of the birds that the Torah mentions is non-kosher. It's first in the list in Parashas Shmini. It's first in the list in Parashas Re'eh. So the paradigm of the non-kosher bird became the Nesher. And being that the paradigm became the Nesher, it's for that reason, just like the Nesher doesn't have any Simone Taira, it's a Doires. It doesn't have the Etzbe Yisera. It doesn't have a Zefek. It's Kurkavan is not Nikla. So too, in order for a bird to be considered non-kosher, it would have to be similar to the Nesher. It's interesting that the Nesher was chosen as the symbol of the non-kosher bird, because the Nesher has a lot of significance within in the Torah of Iksav. I mean, you find the Nesher mentioned very often. Number one, Yecheskel Hanavi, Yecheskel Paragalef, in the Maisa Merkavos, so when Yecheskel looks up, he says he saw the Kisei HaKavod, and he saw four faces on the Kisei HaKavod. He saw the Dmus Adam, he saw the Dmus of a lion, he saw the Dmus of a Shoyer, an ox, and he saw the Dumus of a Nesher. So the Dumus of a Nesher is Chakuk in the Kisei HaKavod. It's a non-kosher animal. The truth is the lion is also non-kosher. But it's interesting that he saw an Adam, he saw a Shur, he saw a lion, an Aryeh, and he saw a Nesher as well. Pashup Shad, and I saw in the Aznaim L'Torah, in Parashat Shmini, he says that the reason that these four faces are etched into the Kisei HaKavod, because they're all the Melachim, they're all the kings of their respective kingdoms. The Adam is Moshel al Aretz. The lion is the king of the animal kingdom. The Shur is the king of the behemoth. And the Nesher is the king of the birds. So it's more because of the fact that it's a king that it's mentioned. It's less so because of the fact that it's kosher. And Hanami, it really is a non-kosher. Another place you find the Nesher is in Parashas Yisroel. So we just learned this on Shabbos. Atem re'isem asher asisi l'mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'ese eschem al kanfei nisharim, v'ovi eschem alai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'ese eschem al kanfei nisharim. I think it's good just to digress, just to lighten the mood a little bit for a few minutes with regards to this pasuk. So we're talking about Nesher, 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 Zereshova Muchna. So we'll just talk about Atem Re'isim Asher Asisi L'Mitzrayim V'Ese Eschem Al Kanfei Nesharim V'Avi Eschem Alai. You know, it's interesting. It's Murgul B'Pumei De'Inshi that when Mashiach comes, we're all going to go on the wings of eagles, quote unquote, and we're all going to be taken to Yerushalayim. Where does it come from? Presumably this pasuk, I think. Atem Re'isim Asher Asisi L'Mitzrayim V'Ese Eschem Al Kanfei Nesharim. Now it's a little bit of a misnomer, because this pasuk is not describing an event that's going to happen in the future. This pasuk is actually describing an event that took place in the past. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking about Chodesh HaShlishi, Letzeis B'nei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It's Chodesh Sivan, the Yidden are about to get the Torah, and they get a little schmooze
right before Kabbalah Satoyr v'yisali segula mikala amim v'atam tiyulim amlachas kain of a good kodesh. Some of the most beautiful psukim in the Torah are right here in Parshas Yisrael. And one of the things that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, v'yikra elav Hashem in ahar leymar koy soy malaveis yakoy v'sagad v'bnei Yisrael. This is the Musa Shmuzes of all Musa Shmuzes. Atem ro'isim esher tzizim v'mitzrayim v'esa eschon kafi nishon. The truth is, the Rishonim discuss when exactly did this happen? When in history did this take place? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I took you on the wings of eagles. So Rashi already addresses the question. Rashi says that we know that when Yidden were in Mitzrayim, where did they live? They lived in Goshen. But when they left Mitzrayim, where did they depart from? Where was the proverbial airport? Where did they leave Mitzrayim from? They left from Ramses. So how did all of Klal Yisrael, the Chavushim, all of Yisrael, the Eretz Mitzrayim, how did they get to Ramses to be able to exit Mitzrayim and begin the 40-year journey in the Midbar? Says Rashi, this is the day that the Yidden went to Ramses. They were spread throughout Goshen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Yidden on the wings of eagles, and he took them to Ramses. That's what the pasuk is referring to when it says Ve'esa eschem al kanfei nishar. If you look in the Targum Yonason on this pasuk, Ve'esa eschem al kanfei nishar, so this is Aramaic, not so easy to read. Uta'onis yaschoin al anonin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Yidden on Anani HaKovid. Hei ka'al gadfei nishrin, which was like kanfei nishar. Not literally kanfei nishar. It was like kanfei nishar. Min pilusin. Ve'ivelus yaschoin. And where did he take the Yidden? So he went to Kafi Nisharim. Where? La'asar Beis Muktasha. He took them to the Beis HaMikdash. Le'meva Tamon Pischa. To be able to bring the carpet Pesach. We know the Yidden brought a carpet Pesach when they were in Mitzrayim. They brought the Pesach Mitzrayim. Where was the Pesach Mitzrayim brought? Pasha, it was brought in Mitzrayim. That's the Pesach Mitzrayim. No, it wasn't brought in Mitzrayim. It was actually brought in the Makom HaMikdash. But the Yidden were in Goshen. They were in Ramses. How did they get to the Makom HaMikdash? Says the Targum Yonasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Yidden. He took them on the Anani HaKavid. Ubahu Lelya. On that night, Isivas Yaschen Lefilusen. He brought them to the Makom HaMikdash. Umitaman Krivas Yaschen Leufanai Raisi. And that's the end of the Pasuk. Va'avi Eschem Alai. So when exact, what was the Va'esa Eschem HaKavid? It wasn't from Goshen to Ramses, that we should all be now ready to depart. Rather, what it meant was HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Yidden with Anani HaKavod, he brought them to Yerushalayim. I saw there, Shmuel Yankiv, in his Sefer, Zois LeYakov, on this pasuk, so he says something beautiful. He says that we say in Parshas Kisavai, in the parish of Mikra Bikurim, so the pasuk says, V'avi Yivienu al HaMokim HaZeh, V'ayitein Lonu Es HaOretz HaZois, Erez Avos Chalavad Vashreis. The Yidden has Bikurim, he brings it to Beis HaMikdash, he's going to give it to the Kayanim, and he has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, HaKoros HaToiv starts from the beginning, Arami Yovidavi, and he works up. Finally, you brought us there to Yisrael, and you gave us the land where milk and honey flow. The parasha Bikurim. So what does he say? Zok Rashi. You gave us the Beis HaMikdash. And you gave us Eretz Yisrael. So Shmuel Yankiv stelled that why does it mention first the Beis HaMikdash and then Eretz Yisrael? It should have been in the reverse order. First you gave us the Beis HaMikdash, then you gave us Eretz Yisrael. The Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua, but 480 years later, Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. So really, the Beis HaMikdash chronologically came much later, centuries later, than actually getting Eretz Yisrael. Like the Targum Yonasan, it's very nice. The Yidden came first to the Beis HaMikdash. When was that? Va'avi Eschem. That's when the Yidden came to the Beis HaMikdash, and it was years later, it was 40 years later, that the Yidden got it. But regardless, that's the cheshbon, it's beautiful that it was in that order. I saw it. I hear. There was no Beis HaMikdash. It was all Derech Nes, but I hear very nice. But the emes is that you have to, the emes is, I saw another pshat. I saw in those Naim L'Torah, again from the Lutzker Rav, so he says maybe a different pshat. What does it mean, V'esa Eschem al kanfei nishar? It says when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they were in the Mempes Sharei Toma. Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah, V'alalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Yecheskel described it in very great detail in Perek Chaf, where the Yidden were stufin, they were steeped in the culture of the Egyptians. The Rambam talks about it in his Mori Nevuchim. Regardless, the Yidden were in a very bad spiritual place when they left Mitzrayim.
What happened? It wasn't that much later that the Yidden stood at the foot of Har Sinai and they were mekabel the Torah. They had Kriyas Yamsev where Rasa Shivcha Bayom Mashaloi Ro Yecheskel Bambuzi Lo'ilam. I mean, they needed mitzvahs in order to be Zoicha. So they had Va'erach Ever alive, the Erech mispoiseses b'damayich, v'oymelach b'damayich, chayiv b'damayich, chayiv d'amilu d'am Pesach. They were poached trying to chab a mitzvah so that they should have some schus to me. But with the Yidden, they went 0 to 60 in a nanosecond. They literally went from being a Mitzrayim, halolu oivdei avodazara, v'halolu oivdei avodazara, and all of a sudden they're bringing a carbon Pesach, and there's this kanfei nesharim, and all of a sudden there's kriyas yamsev, v'rasa shivcha bayom, mashalai roi yecheskel bambuzi, v'atem tili mamleches koyanim v'goy kodosh. And then the Mekabel the Torah, where every single Yid was a Navi, the Rambam in Perek Ches, Milchus Yisoydei HaTorah. I mean, all the schools, everything that we know, this all happened in such a short period of time. See, he said the Yidden went from being so low to so high in such a short period of time. Not just physically, where they were Avodam Ayinu L'Par B'Mitzrayim, Vayotzeyenu Hashem, but spiritually, says the Lutzkerov, that's the emphasis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Yidden and he put them on the proverbial Kanfei Nesharim. He brought them so high, spiritually. He lifted them up from the depths of the Tumah that they were in. So now they should be on the Madrega, where they should be able to see Mashalei Ro Yecheska Babuzim Yoylam, where they should be able to be Mekabel Torah. The Va'eva SOS Kanfei Nesharim, the Kanfei Nesharim suggests that it's very, very high. Rashi says, why the Nesha? Why not any other bird? Says Rashi, Kinesher Hanoise Goizolov Al Knafov. Like the Nesher, when it carries its children, it carries it on top of its wings. Shekol Shara Oifois, all the other birds, Noisnin as Bineyam Vein Ragleyam. When they carry their children, they carry them beneath them, in their feet. Because they're worried about a bird that flies higher than them, it should come after them. But this Nesher Einoi Misyori Ela Min HaAdam. He's only worried about the person. Because he flies higher than any other bird. There's no bird that flies as high as him. It's for that reason that he puts him on top of his birds. I did the same exact thing. It says, the Yidden didn't just go, they didn't just travel. This wasn't just an airplane, quote unquote, a Boeing. This was, they were as high as you can possibly be. And the Lutzkerov, he says it so beautifully. He says, ordinarily, when somebody finds himself in a dark place and he wants to creep out, it's not so easy to creep out. It could take time. It could be work. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ve'eso eschem al kanfei nesharim. I was thinking that Rav Tzadik HaKohen says that the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim is something that, although it was an event, it was an episode that happened at one point in history, but every single person can find himself in his own Mitzrayim. And every person has to leave his own Mitzrayim. And a lot of the skulois that you find that happen, b'chipazoid, and the idea of everything that of these are things that sometimes will repeat themselves in a person's life. So perhaps this idea as well, that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a person, he's struggling, he's in a very dark place, he's in a place of memtesh shari tumah, but there's a midah of the SS from HaKanf Nishar, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take a person and he'll lift him up to the highest of all highs, but of the Eschem Eli, just to bring him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is something that we could all be zeichet to in our own personal